జయ గోపీజన వల్లభా జయ గిరివర ధారి జయ గిరివర ధారి జయ గోపీజన
హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరిగోవర్ధానికి బృందావన్ ధామ్ కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్ కి మధురపురి ధామ్ కి జగన్నాథ్ పరిధామ్ కి ద్వారకా పరిధామ్ కి గంగమాయకి యమునమాయకి తులసీదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌ ప్రేమనంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరవ్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశదారిణి ఓం నమో భగవదే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవదే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవదే వాసుదేవాయ సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ్య గృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్ శ్రీమల్భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమే వహి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవాం భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోస్తవ జాయదే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్వం నో యత ప్రభో నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వభావ ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖశమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం ജന്മാദ്യസ്യതോന്വയാദിതരതശ്ചാർത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദയ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തിയൽസൂരയാഹം തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തഗുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മ പ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണാം സതാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമൽഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനികൃതേ കിം വാപരൈ ഈശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേ ത്രികൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപ്പതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഹ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താവത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നമഃ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുവേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജുഹാവ പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയാ തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനദോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖിലശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിദിദേർഷദാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനം ഉപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേൽ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണൂ കുണിതാദൃതാനനിന്ദോഃ മമ വാജി വിജൃംഭദാ മുരാരേർ മധുരിണ കണികാഭി കാഭികാഭീ നമാവോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിൻ ഇതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണീ പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശകാരിണേ ശ്രീമൽഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദഗീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേഷ മനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കുജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യ പരം ബ്രഹ്മ വാസദാം പുരതോ മമാം മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദം. So churning of the milk ocean, that's what we were discussing last Sunday, and we have got to the point where Mahalakshmi has appeared, and then the nectar was brought in by Dhanvantari Murti, which is another incarnation of Krishna, and this Dhanvantari Murti is also the predominating deity of Ayurvedam. Ayurveda is dependent on Dhanvantari. So because from Dhanvantari, this particular branch of the Vedic literature known as the Ayurvedam, related to the body and the mind, this has come from, and Dhanvantari Murti is the authority on the Ayurveda. So Dhanvantari Murti appeared, who brought the nectar, and this nectar was stolen by the demons, and it was retrieved by Mohini Murti by her special techniques, what she used to get them back and to hand over the nectar pot back to her. So we were talking about that, and then eventually, due to the influence of the illusion, illusory energy, what Mohini Murthy has created, the demigods got victimized and they had to hand over the nectar to her. And in that process, although both the demigods and the demons struggled very, very hard to churn the milk ocean, only the demigods obtained the nectar. The demons were refused. Demons did not get it. From this, we understand that in spite of our best efforts in anything, in any endeavor in this world, the success depends on whether it is authorized by Krishna or not. Sometimes we think that there is a philosophy also related to that, that if we put effort into something, we should get the result. But Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam both says that the result is not guaranteed. Result is guaranteed by if Krishna wants that, you should have, whether you should have the result or not. That will depend on Krishna. That is not dependent on us. So our position in the as living entities is to serve Krishna. And when Krishna wants that, something should be awarded to the living entity. Depending on the our attitude, our relationship with Krishna, accordingly it is it's given to the living entity. So we were discussing these different topics last Sunday. And before we continue further, we need to the next part of this pastime of Krishna, where as Mohini Murthy, Krishna had put the demons into illusion and controlled them in that way. And that form, Lord Shiva wanted to see. And there is a lot of exchange of emotions between Lord Shiva and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So those are the next few chapters. But before we move into that, I'll just like to read those chapters which we have so far talked about. We'll read from the 8th canto, the chapter is 7th chapter. We'll finish the 6th chapter before. Shri Shuka Uvajam Tenagaraja Mamandrim Phalabhagena Vasugim Pariviyagirau Tasmin Netramadhim Udanyvidaha Arebhire Susamyatta Amradartham Guru Dvaha Hari Prastha Jagrahe Purvam Devastado Bhaval Tannaichendaitavadayo Mahapurusha Cheshtidam Nagrihnimo Vayam Pucham Aherangam Amangalam Swadhyaya Shruta Sambhanna Prakhyada Janmakarma Bhi Iti Dushnim Stidam Daityan Vilokya Purushottamaha Smayamano Visarjyagram Pucham Jagraha Samaraha Kridastana Vibhagastam Evam Kashyapanandana Mamandhuparamayatam Amurudartham Payonidhim Madhyamane Arnave Sodri Anadhare Apo Vishal Driyamano Abibalabir Gauraval Pandunandanam Te Sunirvanna Manasa Parimlana Mukhashriya Asan Supavurushe Nashte Devenadi Baliyasam Vilokhya Viknesha Vidim Tadeshwaro Duranda Viryo Vidadhavi Sandhihi Krituavabu Kachamamal Bhudam Mahal Pravishyadoyam Girimujjaharam Samuttidam Vikshagula Jalam Puna Samuttida Narmadhidam Sura Suraha Dathara Prashtena Salakshayojana Prastarina Dvipam Ivaparo Mahan Sura Surendrir Bujavirya Vepidam Paribhramandam Girimanga Prashtada Vibratada Vartanam Adigachavo Menenga Kanduya Anamaprameyam Tatha Surana Vishada Surena Rubena Desham Belavidya Midayan Uddivayan Devaganam Chavishnur Devena Nagendra Abhodarubaham Uvalyagendram Shirira Divanyam Akramya Hastena Sahasrabahu Tastau Divi Brahma Bhavendra Mukhe Abhishtu Vadpismano Bhivrishtaham Uvalyadas Chalpani Gotra Netrayo Parena De Pravishada Samedhitaham Mamadhurabdhim tarasa madolkada mahadrina chobidanakrajakram Ahindra sahasrakadoradrangmukha shwasagnidhumanudavarchaso suraha ശിഖാഹദപ്രഭാന് ധൂമ്രാംബര സ്രഗ്വര കഞ്ചുകാനനാന് സമഭ്യവർഷൻ ഭഗവദ്വശാഖന വവുർസമുദ്രോർമ്യപകൂഢവായവാഹം മധ്യമാനാൽ തദാ സിന്ധോ ദേവാസുരവരൂധവൈ യഥാ സുദാമജായേത നിർമ്മമന്ധാജിതസ്വയം മേഘശ്യാമ കനകപരിധീകർണ വിദ്യോദ വിദ്യുർ മൂർധ്നിഭ്രാജദ്ദുലിതഗജാശ്രദ്ധരോ രക്തനേത്രാഃ ജൈത്രേർദോബേർ ജഗദ് അഭേദേർ ദന്തശൂകം ഗൃഹീത്വാ മധ്നൻ മധ്നാ പ്രതിഗിരിരിവ ശോഭദാഥോ ധൃതാദ്രീ നിർമധ്യമാനാദുദരേർഭൂദ്വിഷം മഹോദ്ഭണം ഹാലഹലാഹുമഗ്രത സംഭ്രാന്തമീനോന്മഗഹ്രാ സദ്ഭ്രാന്തമീനോന്മകരാഹി കച്ചവാൽത്തിനിദ്വിപഗ്രാഹതിമിംഗലാകുലാൽ തതുഗ്രവേഗം ദിശിരിഷുപര്യഥോ വിസർപ്പദുസർപ്പദസഹ്യം അസഹ്യമപ്രതി ബീദാ പ്രജാ രുദ്രപുരംഗസേശ്വര അരക്ഷമാണാ ശരണം സദാശിവം വിലോക്യതം ദേവവരം ത്രിലോക്യ ത്രിലോക്യ ഭവായ ദേവ്യാഭിമതം മുനീനാം ആസീനമദ്രാവവർഗഹേതോ തപോജുഷാണാം സ്തുതിപ്രണേമോ ശ്രീ പ്രജാപതയോജും ദേവദേവ മഹാദേവാം ഭൂതാത്മൻ ഭൂതഭാവന ത്രഹിന ശരണാപന്നം ത്രൈലോക്യം ദഹനാദ്വിഷാൽ ത്വമേക സർവജഗതമീശ്വരോ ബന്ധമോക്ഷയോ തം ത്വാമർച്ചന്തി കുശല പ്രപന്നാസ്തി ഹരം ഗുരും ഗുണമയ്യാ സ്വശക്തിയാസ്യ സർഗസ്ഥിത്യപ്പയാന് വിഭോ ധൽസേ യദാ സുദൃഗ്ഭൂമൻ ബ്രഹ്മവിഷ്ണു ശിവാഭിധാം ത്വം ബ്രഹ്മപരമം ഗുഹ്യം സദസൽഭാവഭാവന നാനാശക്തിവിരാഭാദം ത്വമാത്മാ ജഗദീശ്വരാഃ ത്വം ശബ്ദയോനിർജഗദാധിരാത്മാ പ്രാണേന്ദ്രിയദ്രവ്യഗുണസ്വഭാവാം കാലക്രതോ സത്യമൃതം ജധർമ്മത്വയക്ഷരം യൽ ത്രിവിദാം അനന്തീം അഗ്നിർമുഖം ദേഗില ദേവദാത്മാ ക്ഷിതിം വിദുർലോകഭവാം ഹ്രിമംഗജം കാലം ഗതിം ദേഗില ദേവദാത്മനോ ദിശശ്ച കർണോ രസനം ജലേശം നാഭിർനഭസ്തേ ശ്വസനം നഭസ്വാൻ സൂര്യശ്ച ചക്ഷൂംഷി ജലം സ്മരേതാം പരാവരാത്മാശ്രയണം ദവാത്മാ സോമോ മനോ ദ്യോഭഗവഞ്ചിരസ്തേ കുക്ഷിസമുദ്രാഗിരയോസ്തി സംഘ രോമാണി സർവൌഷധി വീരുഹസ്തേ ചന്ദാംസി സാക്ഷാൽ തവ സപ്തദാധവ സ്ത്രൈമയാത്മൻ ഹൃദയം സർവധർമാഃ മുഖാനി വഞ്ചോമിഷസ്തവേഷ ഐസ്തംശദൃഷ്ടോത്രമന്ത്രവർഗാഹ യൽ തച്ഛിവാഖ്യം പരമാർത്ഥതത്വം ദേവസ്വയം ജ്യോതി അവസ്ഥിതസ്തേ ഛായാതു ധർമ്മോർമിഷുയൈർവിസർഗോ നേത്രത്രയം സത്വരജസ്തമാംസി സംഖ്യാത്മനാ ശാസ്ത്രകൃതസ്തവേക്ഷ ഛന്ദോമയോ ദേവ ഋഷിപുരാണാഃ നത്രേ ഗിരിത്രാഖില ലോകപാല വിരിഞ്ച വൈകുണ്ഠ സുരേന്ദ്രഗമ്യം ജ്യോതിപരം യത്ര രജസ്തമശ്ചാ സത്വം മയൽ ബ്രഹ്മനിരസ്തഭേദം കാമാധ്വര ത്രിപുരകാലഗരാദ്യനേകഭൂതദ്രുഹാക്ഷേദാസ്തുതയേന ദൽത്തേ യസ്വന്തകാലമിതമാത്മകൃതം സ്വനേത്രം വന്യ സ്ഫുലിംഗശിഖയാ വസിതം നവേദ ഏ ത്വാത്മരാമഗുരുവിർഹൃതിചിന്തിതാം ഹ്രീ ദ്വന്ദ്വം ജനന്തമയാ തപസാഭിതപ്തം കച്ഛന്ദമുഗ്രപരുഷം നിരതം ശ്മശാനെ തേ നൂനമോദി അവിദം സ്തവഹാതലജ്ജാഹം തൽത്തസ്യദേ സദസദോ പരതപരസ്യ നാജസ്വരൂപഗമനേ പ്രഭവന്തി ഭൂമ്ന ബ്രഹ്മാദയാ കിമുദ സംസ്തവനേ വയം തു തൽസർഗസർഗവിഷയാം അഭിശക്തിമാത്രം ഏതൽ പരം പ്രവശ്യാമോ നവരം ദേമഹേശ്വര മൃടനായി ഹി ലോകസ്യ വ്യത്യസ്തേ വ്യക്തകർമ്മണാഃ ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം തദ്വീക്ഷു വ്യസനം ദാസാം കൃപയാ വൃഷപീഡിത സർവഭൂതസുഹൃദേവ ഇദമാഹസതീം പ്രിയാം ശിവ ഉവാചാം അഹോപദ ഭവാന്യേതൽ പ്രജാനാം പശ്യ വൈശസം ക്ഷീരോദമദനോദ്ഭൂതാൽ കാളകൂടാതുപസ്ഥിതം ആസാം പ്രാണപരീപ്സൂനാം വിധേയമഭയം ഹിമേ ഏകാവാൻ ഹി പ്രഭോരർത്ഥോ യൽ ദീനപരിപാലനം പ്രാണൈസ്വൈ പ്രാണയപാന്തി സാധവ ക്ഷണഭംഗുരൈ ബദ്ധവൈരേഷു ഭൂതേഷു മോഹിതേഷു അല്പമായ പുംസ കൃപയതോ ഭദ്രേ സർവാത്മാ പ്രിയതേ ഹരി പ്രീതേ ഹരോ ഭഗവതി പ്രിയേഹം സചരാചരാം തസ്മാദിദം ഖരം മുഞ്ചേ പ്രജാനാം സ്വസ്തിരസ്തു മേ ശ്രീശുക ഉവാചാം ഏവമാമന്ത്രേ ഭഗവാൻ ഭവാനീം വിശ്വഭാവന തദ്വിഷം ജദ്ധുമാരേഭി പ്രഭാവജ്ഞാന്യുമോ ദദാം തദക്കരതലീകൃത്യ ഹ്യാഭി ഹാലാഹലം വിഷം അപക്ഷയൻ മഹാദേവ കൃപയാ ഭൂതഭാവനാം തസ്യാഭി ദർശയാമാസാ സുവീര്യം ജലഗൽമഷാം യച്ഛകാരകളേ നീലം തച്ച സാധോർവിഭൂഷണം തൃപ്തപ്യന്തേ ലോഭലാഭേന സാധവ പ്രായശോ ജനാഃ പരമാരാധനം തദ്ധി പുരുഷസ്യാഹിലാത്മനാം നിശമ്യ കർമ്മ നച്ചമ്പോർദേവദേവസ്യ മീഢുഷ പ്രജാദാക്ഷായണി ബ്രഹ്മ വൈകുണ്ഠശ്ച ശംസിരേം പ്രസ്കന്നം വിവദപ്പാനേറിയൽ കിഞ്ചി ജഹ്രൂസ്മതൽ വൃശ്ചികാഹി വിഷൗഷദ്യോ ദന്തശൂകാംശ്ചയേ പരാം ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ദേ അമൃതമഥനേ സപ്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീശുക ഉവാചാം പീതേകരെ വൃഷാംഗേന പ്രീതാസ്തേ അമരദാനവാം മമന്ധുസ്തരസാ സിന്ധും ഹവിർധാനി തദോഭവൽ താമഗ്നിഹോത്രേ മൃഷയോ ജഗൃഹുർബ്രഹ്മവാദിന യജ്ഞസ്യ ദേവയാനസ്യ മേധ്യായ ഹവിഷേ നൃപാം തതമുച്ചൈശ്രവാ നാമ ഹയോ ഭൂ ചന്ദ്രപാണ്ഡുരാം തസ്മിൻ ബലിസ്പൃഹാം ചക്രേ നേന്ദ്രമീശ്വര ശിക്ഷയാം തതമൈരാവതോ നാമ വരനേന്ദ്രോ വിനിർഗത ദന്തൈശ്ച ദുർബീശ്വേദാർദ്രേർ ഹരൻ ഭഗവതോ മഹിം കൗസ്തുഭാഗ്യമഭൂദ്രത്നം പത്മരാഗോ മഹോധതേ തസ്മിൻ ഹരിസ്പൃഹാം ചക്രേ വക്ഷോ അലങ്കരണീമനോ തഥോഭവൽ പാരിജാത സുരലോക വിഭൂഷണം പൂരയത്യർത്ഥിനോ യോർത്ഥൈ ശശ്വൽ ഭുവി യഥാ ഭവാൻ തതശ്ചാപ്സരസോ ജാത നിഷ്കകണ്ഠി സുവാസസ രമണ്യസ്വർഗിണാം വൽഗു ഗതിലീലാവലോകനൈ തതശ്ചാവിരബോൽ സാക്ഷാ ശ്രീരമാ ഭഗവൽപര രഞ്ജയന്തീ നിശ കാന്ദ്യാവിൽ സൗദാമിനീയഥാം തസ്യാം ചക്രുസ്ഭാം സർവേ സസുരാസുരമാനവ ഉപ ഉദാര്യമയോ വർണ്ണം മഹിമാക്ഷിപ്തചേതസാം തസ്യാമാസനമാനിന്യേ മഹേന്ദ്രോ മഹദത്ഭുതം മൂർത്തിമത്യസരീ ശ്രേഷ്ട ഹേമകുംഭേ ജലം ശുചീ ആഭിഷേചനികാ ഭൂമി ആഹരൽ സകലൌഷധി പഞ്ചമവിത്രാണി വസന്തോ മധുമാധവോ കൃഷയ കൽപ്പയാൻ ചക്രു അഭിഷേകം യഥാവിധി ജഗുർഭദ്രാണി ഗന്ധർവ നത്യശ്ചനന്ദ ദുർജഗു മേഘാമൃതംഗമണവം ഉരജാനക ഗോമുഖാൻ വിനാദയ ശംഖവേണു വീണാസ്തുമല നിസ്വനാൻ തദോ അഭിഷിഷുർദേവീം ശ്രിയം പത്മകരാം സതിം ദിഖിവാ പൂർണകലശൈ സൂക്തവാക്യേർദ്വിചേരിതൈ സമുദ്രപീതകൗശേയവാസസി സമുപാഹരൽ വരുണസ്രജം വൈജയന്തീം മധുനാമഥഷൽപദം ഭൂഷണാനി വിചിത്രാണി വിശ്വകർമാ പ്രജാപതി ഹാരം സരസ്വതീ പത്മജോ നാഗാശ്ച കുണ്ഡലൈ തദക്രതസ്വസ്ഥേനോൽപ്പലസ്രജം നാദദ്വിരേവാം പരിഗൃഹ്യ വാണിനാ ചചാലവക്ത്രം സുഗബോലകുണ്ഡലം സവ്രീഡഹാസം ദദതി സുശോഭനം സ്തനദ്വയം ചാതികൃശോദരീ സമം നിരന്തരം ചഞ്ചന ചന്ദനകുങ്കുമോക്ഷിതം തതസ്തോ നുപുരവൽകുശിഞ്ചിതേർവിസർപ്പതി ഹേമലദേവസാഭവോ വിലോകയന്തീ നരവദ്യമാത്മനം പദം ധ്രുവം ചാ വ്യഭിചാരി സൽഗുണം ഗന്ധർവ യക്ഷാസുര സിദ്ധചാരണത്രയിഷ്ടമോ ത്രയിഷ്ടമേയാദിഷു നാന്യുവിന്ദത നൂനം തവോ യസ്യ നമന്യനിർജയോ ജ്ഞാനം കുചിൽ തച്ഛന സംഗവർജിതം കശ്ചിൻ മഹാംസ്തസ്യ ന കാമനിർജയ സ ഈശ്വര കിം പരതോ വ്യവാശ്രയാം ധർമ്മം ക്വചൽ തത്ര ന ഭൂതസൗഹൃദം ത്യാഗ ക്വചൽ തത്ര ന മുക്തികാരണം വീര്യം നമംസോ സജഗവേഗ നിഷ്കൃതം നഹി ദ്വിതീയോ ഗുണസംഗവർജിതാഹം ക്വചിച്ചിരായുർനഹി ശീലമംഗളം ക്വചിൽ തദപ്യസ്തി ന വേദ്യമായുഷ യത്രോഭയം കുത്ര ച സോ അമംഗള സുമംഗള കശ്ചന കാംക്ഷ ദേഹി മാം ഏവം വൃമശ്യാവിചാരി സൽഗുണൈർവരം നിജൈകാശ്രയിതാ ഗുണാശ്രയം വവ്രൈവരം സർവഗുണൈരപേക്ഷിതം രമാമകുന്ദം നിരപേക്ഷമീപ്സിതം തസ്യാം സദേശേം ശനീം നവകുഞ്ജമാനം മാധ്യന്മതുംവരൂധഗിരൂപകുഷ്ഠം തസ്ഥോ നിധായ നികടേ തദുരസ്വധാമ സവ്രീഡഹാസവികസന്നൈനേനയാദാം തസ്യാശ്രയസ്ത്രിജഗതോ ജനകോ ജനന്യം വക്ഷോ നിവാസമകരോൽപരമം വിഭൂതേ ശ്രീ സ്വാപ്രജാ സകരുണേന നിരീക്ഷണേന യത്ര സ്ത്രീധൈതസാധിപതിം സ്ത്രീലോകാൻ ശംഖദൂര്യമൃദംഗാനാം വാദിത്രാണാം പ്രതിസ്വന ദേവാനുഗാനാം സസ്ത്രീണാം നൃത്യതാം ഗായതാമഹുൽ ബ്രഹ്മരുദ്രാംഗിരോ മുഖ്യാ സർവേ വിശ്വസൃജോ പ്രവിഭം ഈടിരേ വിധദേർമന്ത്രൈ സ്ഥലിംഗൈ പുഷ്പവർഷിണാഃ ശ്രിയാ വിലോകിതാ ദേവാസ പ്രജാപതയ പ്രജാ ശീലാദിഗുണസമ്പന്നാ ലേഭിരേ നൃപൃതിം പരാം നിസത്വാലോലുപാരാജൻ നിരുദ്യോഗാഗതത്രവാ യഥാ ചോപേക്ഷിതാ ലക്ഷ്മ്യാ ഭഭൂർ ദൈത്യദാനവാ അഥാ സിൽവാരുണി ദേവി കന്യാ കമലലോചന അസുരാജഗ്രഹുസ്ഥാം വൈ ഹരേ അനുമതേന തേ അതോ ധർമ്മേധ്യമാനൽ കശവേരമൃതാർത്ഥിവി ഉദതിഷ്ഠൻ മഹാരാജ പുരുഷപരമാത്ഭുതാം ദീർഘഭീ വരദോർദ്ദണ്ഡ കമ്പുഗ്രീവോരുണേക്ഷണ ശ്യാമനസ്തുരണ സ്രഗി സർവാഭരണഭൂഷിതാം പീതവാസാമഹോനസ്ക സുമൃഷ്ടമണി കുണ്ഡല സ്നിഗ്ധ കുഞ്ചിന്ദകേശാന്ത സുഭഗാ സിംഹവിക്രമാം അമൃതാ പൂർണകലശം വിഭ്രദ്വലേ ഭൂഷിത സവൈ ഭഗവത് സാക്ഷാൽ വിഷ്ണോ അംശാംശസംഭവാം ധന്വന്തരീതിഖ്യാത ആയുർവേദദ്വിഗദ്വിജ്യവാ തമാലോക്യാസുരാസർവേ കലശം ചാമൃതാഭം ലിസ്പന്ദ സർവവസ്തൂനി കലശം തരസാഹനൻ നിയമാനേ സ്വയേസ്തസ്മിൻ കലശേ അമൃതഭാജനീ വിഷണ്ണമനസോ ദേവാം ഹരിം ശരണമായയോ ഇതി തദ്ദൈന്യമാലോക്യം ഭഗവാൻ മൃത്യകാമകൾ മാ ഖിദ്യതമിധോർത്ഥം വാ സാധയിഷ്യേ സുമായയാം മിതക്കളിരഭൂത്തേഷാം തദർത്ഥേ തർഷചേതസാം അഹം അഹം പൂർവമഹം പൂർവം നത്വം നത്വമിതി പ്രഭോം ദേവാസ്വം ഭഗവർഹന്തിയേ തുല്യായ അസഹേതവ സത്രയാഗം വൈ തസ്മിൻ ഏഷ ധർമ്മ സനാതനാം ഇതി സ്വാൻ പ്രത്യക്ഷേതൻ വൈദേയ ജാതമത്സരാം ദുർബലാ പ്രബലാൻ രാജൻ ഗൃഹീതകലശാൻ മുഹൂ ഏതസ്മിന്നന്തരേ വിഷ്ണു സർവോപായ വിധീശ്വര യോഷിദ്രൂപ നിർദ്ദേശ്യം ദധാര പരമാത്ഭുതം പ്രക്ഷണീയോൽപ്പലശ്യാമം സർവാവൈവ സുന്ദരം സമാനകർണാഭരണം സുഖപോലോന്നസാനനം നവയൗവനനിർവൃത്ത സ്തനഭാരകൃശോദരം മുഖമൗദാനുരക്താളി ജങ്കാരോദ്ദിഗ്മലോചനം വിഭ്രൽ സുകേശഭാരേണ മാലാഫുൽമില്ലമല്ലികാം സുഗ്രീവകണ്ഠാഭരണം സുഭുജാംഗദഭൂഷിതം വിരജാംബരസംവീതം നിദംബദ്വിപശോഭയ കാഞ്ചാ പ്രവിലസൽദ്വൽകു ചലാച്ചരണനൂപുരം സവ്രീഡസ്മിതവിക്ഷിപ്ത വിക്ഷിപ്തഭ്രൂവിലാസാവലോകനൈ ദൈത്യയൂപതവചേതസ്സു കാമമുദ്ദീവയന്മഹോ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ദേ ഭഗവന്മായോപലംബനം നാമ അഷ്ടമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീശുക ഉവാചാം തേന്യോന്യതോസുരാപാത്രം ഹരന്തസ്ത്യക്തസൗഹൃദ ക്ഷീപന്നോ ദസ്യ ധർമാണമായാന്ത്യം ദൃശുസ്ത്രിയം അഹോരൂപമഹോധാമഹോമസ്യാനവം വയ ഇതി നാമ വിദ്രുത്യ പപ്രച്ചുർജാതഹൃച്ഛയാം കാത്വം കഞ്ചവിഷാപലാ സാക്ഷി കുതോ വാക്യം ചികീർഷസി കസ്യാസി ഉദവാമോരു മധ്നം ദീപമനാംസിന നമയം ത്വാമനേർദൈത്യേ സിദ്ധഗന്ധർവചാരണേ നാസ്പൃഷ്ടപൂർവം ജാനീമോ ദോഗേശൈശ്ച കുതോ നൃഭീം നൂനം ത്വം വിധിനാ സുപ്രേഷിതാസി ശരീരിണം സർവേന്ദ്രിയമനപ്രീതിം വിധാതും സകൃണേന കിം സാത്വം ന സ്പർധമാനാമേക വസ്തുനിമാനിനി ജ്ഞാനീനാം ബദ്ധവൈരാണാം ശം വിധ്വൽസുമധ്യമേം വയം കശ്യപദായാദാം ഭ്രാതരകൃത പൗരുഷ വിഭജസ്വധാ ന്യായം നൈവ ഭേദോ യഥാ ഭവേൽ ഇത്യുപാമന്ത്രിതോ ദൈത്യർമായോഷിർദ്ദു ഹരി പ്രഹസ്രുചിരാപാംഗേ നിരീക്ഷന്നിതമബ്രവീൽ ശ്രീ ഭഗവാനുവാചാം കഥം കശ്യപദായാദാം പുംശല്യാം മയി സംഗത വിശ്വാസം പണ്ഡിതോ ജാതു കാമിനീഷു നയാദിഹി സാലാമൃഗാണാം സ്ത്രീണാം ജാസ്വരിണീനാം ജസുരദ്ഭുഷാം സഖ്യാനി ആഹുരദിത്യാനി നൂത്നം നൂത്നം വിചിന്വതാം ശ്രീശുഭവാചാം ഇതി തേ ക്ഷേളിതേ സ്തസ്യ ആശ്വസ്തമനസോസുര ജഹസുർഭാവഗംഭീരം ദുദുശ്ചാമൃതഭാജനം തദോ ഗൃഹീത്വാ മൃതഭാജനം ഹൈർഭവാഷമിഷൽസ്മിതശോഭയാ ഗിരാം യദ്യഭ്യവേദം കുജസാധ്വസാദു വാകൃതം മയാ വോ വിഭജേ സുധാമിമാം ഇതിഭ്യാ വ്യാഹൃതം തസ്യ ആകർണ്യാസുരപുംഗവ അപ്രമാണവിദസ്തസ്യ തൽതധേന്യത്യന്യമംസദാം അധോപ്യേഷകൃതസ്ഥാനം ഹുത്വാലഹ വിഷാനലം ദത്വാ ഗോപി പ്രഭൂദേവ്യ കൃതാ സ്വസ്തേനാദ്വിജൈ യഥോപജോഷം മാസാംസി പരിധായാ ഹദാനിദേ കുശേഷു പ്രാവിശൻ സർവേ പ്രാഗ്രഗ്രേഷഭിഭൂഷിതാഃ പ്രാമുഖേഷു ഉപവിഷ്ടേഷു സുരേഷു ദിദിജേഷു ച ധൂപാമോദിതശാലായാം ചുഷ്ടായാം മാല്യദീപകൈ തസ്യാം നരേന്ദ്രകരഭോരുരിശബ്ദകൂലശ്രോണീതടാലസകതിർമദവിഹ്വലാക്ഷി സാ കൂജതി കനകനൂപുര ശിഞ്ചിനേന കുംഭസ്ഥനി കലശവാണി രഥാവിവേശാം താം ശ്രീസഖീം കനകകുണ്ടലചാരുകർണം നാസാകബോലവദനം പരദേവദാഖ്യം സംവീക്ഷ്യ സമ്മമുഹുരുൽസ്മിതവീക്ഷണേന ദേവാസുരാവികളിതസ്തനപട്ടികാന്തം അസുരാണാം സുദാധാനാം സർപ്പാണാമിവ ദുർനയം മത്വാ ജാതിനൃശംസാനാം നദാം വിഭജതച്യുതാഹം കൽപ്പയിത്വാ പൃഥപ്പങ്കീരുഭയേഷാം ജഗൽപതിം താം ശോഭിവേശയാമാസ സോഷു സ്വേഷു ച പങ്ക്തിഷു ദൈത്യാന് ഗൃഹീതകലശോ വഞ്ചയന്നുപസഞ്ജരൈ ദൂരസ്ഥാൻ പായയാമാസ ജരാമൃത്യുഹരാം സുധാം തേ പാലയന്ത സമയമസുരാ സുഹൃതം നൃപ തുഷ്ണീമാസാൻ കൃത സ്നേഹാ സ്ത്രീ വിവാദ ജുഗുപ്സയാം തസ്യാം കൃതാദി പ്രണയ പ്രണയാബായകാദര ബഹുമാനേന ജാഭദ നൂലു കിഞ്ചന വിപ്രിയം ദേവലിംഗ പ്രതിച്ഛന്ന സുർഭാനുർദേവ സംസതി പ്രവിഷ്ട സോമമഭിമ ചന്ദ്രാർക്കാഭ്യാം ജസൂചിതാം ചക്രേണ ക്ഷുരദാരേണ ജഹാര വിപദ ശിര ഹരിസ്തസ്യ കവന്തസ്തു സുധയാ പ്ലാവിതോ വദൽ ശിരസ്വമരതാം നീതമജോഗ്രഹമജീക്ലുബൽ യസ്തു പർവണി ചന്ദ്രാർക്കം അഭിധാവതി വൈരഥി പീതപ്രായ മൃദേ ദേവീർ ഭഗവാം ലോകഭാവന വശതാം അസുരേന്ദ്രാണാം സ്വം രൂപം കൃജഹേ ഹരി ഏവം സുരാസുരഗണാ സമദേശകാലം ഹേ ത്വർത്ഥകർമ്മതയോഭിബലേ വികൽപ തത്രാമൃതം സുരഗണാ ഫലം അഞ്ജസാപുർ യൽപാദ പങ്കജരജ ശ്രയണാന്ന ദൈത്യാ യദ്യുജ്യതേ സൂത്കർമാനോ വജോഭിർ ദേഹാത്മജാതിഷു നൃപി സ്ഥടസൽ പൃഥക്വാൽ തൈരേവ സൽഭവതിയൽ ക്രിയതേ പൃഥക്വാൽ സർവസ്യ തദ്ഭവതി മുഗനിഷേചനം യൽ ശ്രീമത് ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം അഷ്ടമസ്കന്ദേ അമൃതമധനേ നാമ നവമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ So after the Mohini Murti has served the nectar to the Mohini Murti has served the nectar to the demigods, as we saw that they got back their strength, they got back their youth, and the result was that they became very powerful. And they managed to fight the battle with the demons. Most of the demons got killed. Shukracharya came up, and Shukracharya brought most of the demons back to life by using the medicine Mrida Sanjeevani. That's a mantra what Shukracharya was aware of, and Sriradamani instructed him to do that. And Mahabali, who came back to life from that, decided that he did not feel sad about it. That is the most interesting thing. That Mahabali did not get upset that I have lost war against the demigods. But on the other hand, Mahabali thought himself that if I go back and I acquire the strength in the right way, I can also win the battle later on against the demigods. So that's how that war was finished. So after this incident in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what you will find is actually the visit of Lord Shiva to Vaikuntha. Once in Kailasam, Lord Shiva's abode, Lord Mahadeva or Lord Shiva, Sri Parvati, and their children, Kartikeya and Ganesh, all of them one day decided to travel to Vaikuntha. They decided to go and see Mahavishnu there in Vaikuntha planet. The reason for that was Sri Narada Muni came to Kailas and told Lord Shiva that Mahavishnu has, or Supreme Personality has taken a form of a female form as an incarnation, has appeared and has captivated the demons by the beauty of that particular form. And when Lord Shiva heard about this, naturally, Lord Shiva had a desire to see that form of Krishna, of this particular female form, which captivated all the demons, including Mahabali. And how, in the form of Mohini Murti, Krishna has retrieved the pot of nectar from them back to and given it back to the demigods. He still heard all the story from Sri Narada Muni. So at that time, one day they decided, Lord Shiva, Sri Parvati, his eternal consort, and also Ganesh and Kartikeya, all together, the whole associates of Lord Shiva, all associates who live in Kailas of Lord Shiva, they all together made one trip to Vaikuntha planet. So when they went there, obviously there was no advance notice given that he was coming there. Lord Shiva was coming to Vaikuntha to see the Supreme Lord. So naturally, he is a guest on that day. In other words, he is known as Atithi. Atithi means one who does not look into Tithi. Tithi is, the according to the waxing and the waning of the moon, we have Pratipadam, Dvitiya, like that it goes, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Shashti, Saptami, Ashtami, Navami, Dashami, Ekadashi, Dwadashi, Trayodashi, Chaturdashi. These are all the Tithis, and then Purnami or Amavasi, whatever that comes after. So these 15 days, they are known as Tithis. And for traveling purposes, one is supposed to go by the Tithis according to the Vedic system, that they should look at. There are certain Tithis auspicious, certain days are inauspicious. These are all there in the astrological calculations. So Lord Shiva, but one who does not look into these, and one who just comes in as a one who comes to your house as a visitor without any advance notice or prior warning, he is considered to be a Atithi, or one who does not look into Tithi, he comes as a Atithi. So here Lord Shiva visited the Vaikuntha, as Vaikuntha along with all his associates, as he was an Atithi, or in other words, without any prior warning, he suddenly arrived. When he arrived there, Mahavishnu was resting there on Lord Balaram's, or in the Adishesha couch, and where he was resting, Lord Mahalishmi was sitting next to him. So when Lord Shiva suddenly appeared there, Mahavishnu immediately told Mahalishmi that, have you seen who has come to visit us today? So, as usual, like a normal householder, they both, Mahalishmi and Mahavishnu together, received the guests in Vaikuntha planet, and in Vaikuntha in their abode. And in the usual conversation between the Supreme Lord and Mahadeva, Lord Shiva, there was a lot of inquiring about the different pastimes and their activities. And ultimately, Mahavishnu inquired from Lord Shiva, that Mahadeva, if you have arrived here, we are so extremely pleased by your visit to Vaikuntha, but at the same time, we do not know whether you had any special intentions of visiting today. If it is not too confidential, and if you had any special request, please let us know. This is how Mahavishnu put forward the request to Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva was very much in a mood to reveal his desire or intention of coming to Vaikuntha, basically because he wanted to see this Mohini form. So Lord Shiva informed Mahavishnu, yes, there is a special reason why I have come today with Sri Parvati and Ganesh, Kartikeya and everybody, with the whole family and all associates, we have come here for one very, very special reason. And that reason is that we heard that you have taken incarnation of a female form, and in that form you have got back the nectar from the demons and saved the demigods and offered them the nectar and got them their life back and the youth also back to them. So we would like to see that form, how you have taken that form, and we are very much interested, because when we heard about that, we haven't seen this before. We have heard about all the other forms. Malsyam, Kormam, Varaham, Narsimham. All other kinds of forms we have seen. Like fish incarnation, tortoise incarnation, boar incarnation, and half man, half lion. All those different kinds of forms we have heard before. But this one particular form of a female form, which was so beautiful, I heard that I would like to see that form. So when Lord Shiva said this, Mahavishnu inquired, who mentioned this to you? Who made this news to you? Who brought this news to you? Lord Shiva said it was Srinarada Muni has brought this news and told us about it. Mahavishnu said, if that Srinarada Muni has such kind of business, he always travels around and tells people what I have been doing. And actually he has come and told you all these things. Narada Muni is like that, he said. Mahavishnu made a comment. In other words, he was appreciating Narada Muni's travels and his preaching activities in an indirect manner. But anyway, when Mahavishnu said to Lord Shiva that if you have a desire to see that form, particularly it is nothing so important. First of all, I did not take an incarnation. All I have done is I took a dress like that. I haven't changed my form or anything. It was not a special incarnation I have taken. All I have done is I have just changed myself, changed my clothes, changed my makeup, and I assume myself as a woman, and then I started walking around, and that was my Mohini form. And not that I have especially incarnated myself in that way. This is what the Supreme Lord told Shiva. Lord Shiva started insisting, whatever it may be, whether this or that, I don't mind, but I would like to see that form. Krishna was not willing to show that form easily. For one reason, that Krishna was careful that initially he warned Lord Shiva that this form will create difficulties for those people who do not have a sufficient control on their mind. This is what he said. I'm not talking about you, he said to Lord Shiva. But I'm just saying, generally, for those people who have difficulty in controlling their mind, who are completely affected by forms, different form, or in other words, beauty of the feminine form, that beauty, if it captivates somebody, some people who doesn't have that control on their mind, they could be affected. Lord Shiva said to Mahavishnu, do you know what my name is? He said, there is a name for Lord Shiva known as Stanuman. Stanu means a pillar. One who can sit like a pillar for thousands of years. Sarvam, therefore this name has come to him. Sarvam Sharva Shiva Stanu Bhuta Dhiravyaya. That Sharva Shiva Stanu. Stanu means like a pillar. He can sit for 1,000 years like that. Thousands of years he can sit like that. That is how steady he is. In other words, I am not a person whose mind gets easily affected by anything like that. Not only that, when Shri Parvati has sat in my lap for many, many months when I was instructing the sages, my brahmacharyam has not been affected by that. That is how renounced and detached and realized in all ways that, of course, he wasn't saying explicitly like this, but all this was in the words what Mahadeva has, Lord Shiva, when he spoke to Mahavishnu. When he spoke to him, this is how he presented himself. So Mahavishnu said to him at that time that I'm not saying that anything can happen to you, but he said, but Kamina Humandavyam Sangalpa Prabhavodayam Shrimad Bhagavadam, you can see this word from Mahavishnu saying, Kamina Bhumandavyam Sangalpa Prabhavodayam. That those whose minds are not so strong and they can have this Sangalpam or conception from their mind, and so many things can come out and they could be affected by that. I'm not talking about you. Kamina Bhumandavyam Sangalpa Prabhavodayam. That is how he mentioned to Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva continued to insist that I must see that form. So seeing the persistence or the determination on Lord Shiva's side, Krishna said to Lord Shiva that if you do insist you want to see that, if you can wait some time, I'll be back in a minute. I'm just going to get dressed and come back, he said. So Lord Shiva and Parvati Devi and children, Ganesh and Kartikeya, they were all left behind there. and Mohini, Krishna has disappeared at that time. So while Krishna was going back, naturally he has to get dressed, isn't it, like he did before. So when he was going to get dressed, Mahalakshmi was following him. And Mahalakshmi was going behind, and while going, Mahalakshmi was laughing. Because Mahalakshmi did not like that form. Because as soon as this form appeared, Mahalakshmi felt herself that I am no more beautiful. Because she was started comparing herself with Mohini Murthy, like we saw in the last Sunday, was talking about this. That how Mahalakshmi felt when Krishna accepted the form of Mohini. She felt that she has been completely become second class, in other words. Was no more beauty at all compared to what Mohini form was, Mohini Murthy's form was. So here, Mahalakshmi started laughing. And she started even saying like this, that this must happen to you because you have gone and taken this form. You could have told that demons to leave that pot there and go away. They would have done it. There was no need for you to take this form and perplex them in this way and everything. You have done all these things. And she was feeling a little bit envy in her mind for this seeing that particular Mohini form. Now that you have done that, you have to do it again because Lord Shiva has come now and get through this whole thing again. So Mahavishnu was feeling a little bit of happiness from that. Feels a little of a slight revengeful nature at that time towards the Lord. So anyway, Mahavishnu followed and they went in. They went. By that time, Lord Shiva and Sri Parvati, Ganesh, Kartikeya, they were waiting. So at that time they were thinking that probably in a few minutes Mahavishnu or the Supreme Lord will come in the Mohini form. So at that time, Lord Shiva, out of inquisitiveness, asked Sri Parvati that how would Krishna look like when he dressed in this female form? Lord Shiva just wanted to see the reaction from Sri Parvati. Sri Parvati didn't say anything. Sri Parvati kept quiet about it. Let us see, she said. We'll see when he comes, we'll see her, what he looks like. So Lord Shiva said to Sri Parvati, no, I can tell you what he will look like, he said. Lord Shiva said to her, Padmanabha Sahodari. Sri Parvati is Krishna's sister, or Padmanabha Sahodari she is, isn't it? Because who is Sri Parvati? Sri Parvati is Yogamaya. Who is Yogamaya? Yogamaya is Krishna's sister, appeared from Yashoda Devi, which we know in the 10th canto, how she has appeared. So, in other words, the relationship between Krishna and Sri Parvati is Padmanabha Sahodari. Padmanabha's sister is Sri Parvati. So what will happen now? So Padmanabha, who is Krishna, he has gone inside to dress up. And if he dresses up and comes out, what will he look like? He will look like his sister, like Sri Parvati, isn't it? Because after all, either he will look like her elder sister or he will look like her younger sister. It has to be look like her only. So Sri Parvati, Lord Shiva was joking with Sri Parvati many things at the same time about Krishna's this dress of the Mohini form, how she will look like. Because from Sri Narada Muni, Lord Shiva heard that the beauty of that form, and Lord Shiva being so transcendental and so realized and being the expansion of the Supreme Lord himself, that was not at all disturbed by seeing any form. So he had the complete courage and confidence in him that it is not going to affect him in any way. So therefore he was joking with Sri Parvati like this, Padmanabha Sahodari, Padmanabha's sister she is. So like this, if it is his sister, then she should look like Sri Parvati. Now, how does Sri Parvati look like? So Sri Parvati didn't say anything, how I look like. Let Lord Shiva say, she thought. So Lord Shiva's opinion was that Sri Parvati, how did this name come to her? Sri Parvati's name came to her because Sri Parvati is the daughter of Parvadam. Parvadam is who? Mountain. Mountain who is? Himalayas. Himalaya's daughter she is. Asyuttarasyam divide vadalpa himalayo nama nagadiyaja. Kalidas says in the Kumarasambhavam, begins like that. Asyuttarasyam divide vadalpa himalayo nama nagadiyaja. That Himalaya's daughter is Sri Parvati. So Parvadam or mountain, its daughter is Parvati. That is how this name Parvati has come to Sadidevi. Sadidevi in the previous birth, as Lord Shiva's consort, has burned her body in the fourth canto. We read that story, we discussed that. And how the Dakshaprajapati eventually insulted Lord Shiva and Sadidevi gave up her body. And later on, burned her body in the fire of yoga and gave up her body, didn't want to accept that body anymore because of being born from Daksha and could be likely to be called as Dakshayani. So now again she performed penances and eventually took birth as the daughter of Himalayas. And that is how she became, one name she got as Parvati or Shivarvati, and another name, because she was the daughter of Himavan or Himalayas, she got the name as Haimavati. So she has different names. So the daughter of a mountain, Lord Shiva said to Shivarvari, what will it be like? It will be a small little mountain. So she was deliberately trying to teach Shivarvari like this. And Lord Shiva and Shivarvari were mutually engaging in all kinds of conversation. And Shivarvari waited all this time. But prior to this, when Krishna warned Lord Shiva, Kamina bahumandavyam sangalpa prabhavodayam, that if that is going to disturb you, you have to be careful about it, he warned. But Lord Shiva said, no, there is nothing to worry about it. First of all, I am Sthanuman. I am like a pillar I am. You're like a yogi. I am all the time. I'm so fixed up. And there's no question of my mind getting disturbed. Apart from that, Sri Bhagavati is with me. And the children also, Ganesh and Kartikeya is also with me. So there is no question of me getting disturbed about that. So like this they have spoken about. So this, after this scene, the next thing what happened was that when Lord Shiva and Shivarvati were talking like this, it was then that suddenly they felt that they are not in Vaikuntha anymore. They were not in Vaikuntha. They started feeling that they were in a very, very beautiful garden in Vaikuntha world, Vaikuntha planet, extremely beautiful place where there is such a garden, a large field, there's such a nicely kept, maintained lawn, and all around, all kinds of flowers in full bloom standing there. And when they felt that they were standing there in that lawn, they were positioned there. They felt that they were completely left the palace where they were in, and they were landed in this place. This is how the Maya has started working already. So when they arrived there, and as soon as they saw this garden, and as soon as they saw the beautiful flowers and the lawn and everything, and in the smoothness of the lawn, and the how beautiful it was, that Lord Shiva even started commenting to Shivarvati, we don't have one like this even in Kailas, have we? This is how he commented about that. So in other words, the Maya was so powerful that Shivarvati and Lord Shiva was just like normal householders do in this world when they go to visit others' houses or mutually visiting each other. This is how they comment and judge about each other's opulences. So Lord Shiva also has done similar to some things like that. And it was at that time that they were moving around, that Ganesh and Kartikeya said, they were children, so naturally they were not interested. They wanted to move around and see everything what was going on. Suddenly they heard, they saw this special form of Krishna appearing from there. And when that form has appeared, that originally, when Mohini Murti appeared in one corner of that field, of that big lawn, she appeared in such a way that Lord Shiva saw her, and Lord Shiva completely got perplexed by that vision of seeing her, of Mohini Murti. Apart from that, the dress, the way she was dressed, and her eyelashes, the eyelids, the way she was moving the eyelids, and the whole beauty of the form of Mohini Murti captivated Lord Shiva to such an extent. So he stood there and started watching her. Lord Shiva has forgotten that Shivarvati was standing next to her. And Shivarvati was also looking at this form who was playing around in the field, and she had brought with her a ball to play with. So she was kicking the ball and playing with it up and down, and all the time the movements of the body was affecting the mind of Lord Shiva, seeing that beauty in that form. And naturally, Kamina bahumandavyam sangalpa prabhavodayam. Srimad Bhagavatam, earlier, the Supreme Lord has warned Lord Mahadeva, Lord Shiva, that it will only destroy those who disturb some people's mind, not everybody. But now, Lord Shiva has become one among them, those who got disturbed by that. So he got so disturbed, he started observing her very carefully. And Mohini Murthy was, Mohini was kicking the ball and moving around all along the, all around the lawn. At that time, sometimes the ball, when she kicked the ball went away from there. And she had to go back and get the ball. At that time, Lord Shiva apparently thought that maybe I should go and help her to get the ball for her when she kicks the ball away. Just like, you know, when they play tennis, they keep the two boys for playing when they get the balls. As soon as the ball goes out, they just run straight away and get the ball and give it to the player. Exactly like that, the ball boys, as they're called. So Lord Shiva felt suddenly, why shouldn't I do that service now? So he wanted to develop some relationship with her, Mohini Murthy. So immediately Lord Shiva left Parvati, Shivarvati there, went up to her and said to her that, can I get the ball for you when you are kicking the ball away like this? Because ball was going in all different directions. Mohini Murthy up to that point did not notice presence of Lord Shiva, Shri Parvati or anybody there. But as soon as she heard Lord Shiva's voice coming from behind, she turned around and looked at him. When she looked at him, Sri Shukan says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, a very, very interesting comment there. Lord Shiva and Sri Sukadeva Goswami is asking Krishna, why did you turn back and look at him like that? He asked this question to her. Stri Prekshana Pradisamekshana Vihvala Alma Alma Anamandiga Umam Naganamscha Veda. You can see in the Bhagavatam. Stri Prekshana Pradisamekshana Vihvala Alma Stri Prekshana. Lord Shiva was looking at her to get the ball for her. And she looked back and looked at him in a very serious mood. And her answer to that to Sri Shukan is also in the Shrimad Bhagavatam. That is the nice way, the way Sri Shukan has put it there. Sri Prekshana Pradisamekshana Vihvala Alpa Almana Mandiya Umam Suganam Chavedam. That Pradisamekshanam, that why did I look back? He said to Sri Shukan. Krishna said to Shuga, why did I look back? Because normally everybody looks, people look at me with two eyes. But here I saw somebody with three eyes looking at me. Because Lord Shiva has got three eyes. Therefore he has called the person with three eyes. He has normal two eyes and one eye in the middle of the forehead. That is this Sri Rudra. Rudra form is like that. So Mohini Murthy says to Krishna says to Sri Sukadeva Goswami, Stri Prekshana Pradisamekshana Vihvala Alma Alma Anamandiya Namam Suganam Chavedaham. That Sri Parvati was there, all the Buddhaganas were there. They were all with him, but he has forgotten and he was following me. But because I saw that this person is looking at me with three eyes, because Sukadeva Goswami's questions to Krishna was that if you have not looked back, he would not have followed you, would he? He has only followed you because you have given some indication or looked back and given some confirmation that you can follow me. Otherwise, oh, so Krishna was saying, no, I had no such bad intention. Only thing was I looked back because I saw the three eyes there. That is the only reason why I looked back. This is how Mohini Murthy Krishna has answered that in the same verse. Sri Prekshana Pradisamekshana Vihvala Alma Alma Anamandiga Umam Suganam Chavedaham. So like that thing happened. And immediately after that, Lord Shiva has forgotten everything. Apart from helping the ball, and he could not resist anymore himself. So he started chasing Mohini Murthy in that form. Started chasing to such an extent that ultimately that Lord Shiva went and held her. Caught hold of Mohini Murthy, and Mohini Murthy completely shaken him. With the result was that Lord Shiva went and fell far away from her, and she started running again. So when she started running, followed by Lord Shiva, they started running for quite a while in this way. Lord Shiva has completely forgotten. Shri Parvati was there, Kartikeya was there, Ganesh was there, everything forgotten. Lord Shiva was completely fallen into Maya. That's all at that point. and he started chasing this form of Mohini. Mohini was running, Lord Shiva was following her. And the first time when they embraced each other, Lord Shiva embracing Krishna's form as Mohini. And that particular form is mentioned in the Shastras, Shankara Narayana. Shankara and Narayana, Shiva and Narayana together, one form. That form is also worshipped in some of the temples, Shankara Narayana form. That's also worship. And then she started running away. And she started running so fast, Lord Shiva kept following. And often Lord Shiva will get her, embrace her. She will throw him away, and again he will follow her. This way they ran away. All the 14 planetary systems in this universe, they ran all together. And every time when they embraced each other, when Lord Shiva embraced this form of Mohini Murti, that is known as the Shankara Narayana form. Shankara and Narayana together. Now, when all these things have happened in that process, then after a long, long time, Lord Shiva came to his senses. He came out of the Maya, what was applied to him by the Supreme Lord. So, when he came out of Maya, Lord Shiva felt completely unhappy about it, what has happened. Because Lord Shiva's another name is Jagalguru. Jagalguru means he is the personality who instructs the sages on the transcendental knowledge, on the science of transcendental knowledge. He is also considered to be a great ascetic, and his ability to control his mind and senses, or in other words, his capacity as a brahmachari, is well known. Throughout the spiritual world, he is known like that, even in the material world also. So now, he got this feeling that, where is my brahmacharyam now? Where is my brahmacharyam? What Jagadguru am I now? I have lost everything. Actually, in this world, people who have got good fame or known for their good reputation, when there is a small black spot on their reputation, they feel very badly about it. They feel very strongly about it. People like us, it doesn't matter. Anything is go for us. Good or bad, oh, we are like that, it doesn't matter. If somebody is talking about something bad, what does it matter? It's his business. I'll do what I like. This is our standard. But Lord Shiva is not like that. Lord Shiva's reputation among the sages, among the great devotees, is not like that. All the jnanis, yogis and the devotees, they consider him as the greatest personality who has also the greatest devotee. And for a devotee like Lord Shiva, this is a black spot on his fame. So naturally, he started feeling so bad about it that he stood there, got stuck and started thinking, what have I done in this life? So, in this form, what have I done to myself? What a state of mind I had to follow Mohini Murti like this. And when Sri Parvati was there, not only that, I have lost my brahmacharyam, my celibacy. Because that we will see why we say like that. And then also my Jagalgurutvam, that I was known as the Supreme Spiritual Master by the sages, Vasishtha, Vishwamitra and Vedavyasa Maharshi. They all take instructions from me. What will they think about me? This is what was disturbing him. And the name itself, Shankara, means all auspicious. Now, where is the auspiciousness in me? Will anybody consider me as auspicious, seeing my activity, what I have done? In this way, totally disturbed and completely lost in thoughts, he was standing there. At that time, Mohini Murti has given up that form and come back as the original form, as the Mahavishnu's form. Appeared there, Lord Narayana appeared in front of Lord Shiva. And seeing Lord Shiva's this predicament and this situation, asked Lord Shiva, why you are so upset and disturbed about that? About what has upset you so much? Lord Shiva said to him that, I am so upset because I have lost everything. Lord Shiva was not talking about wealth. He was talking about his own reputation. I have lost my brahmacharyam. I lost my Jagalgurutvam as the spiritual master. And who am I now? People, what will they talk about me now? Anybody who knows me, all the great sages, they will say, we saw him the other day running after women like this. That's how they will talk about me. What am I going to do now? Krishna saw this situation and said to Lord Shiva that you have not lost your brahmacharyam, he said. Nor you have lost your position as the supreme spiritual master. Shiva said to him, Krishna, that no, you are just telling me, pacifying me so that I don't get upset. I lost everything. And he was feeling so unhappy inside. Krishna said to him, can I prove it to you that you have not lost your brahmacharyam, or you have not lost your jagadgurutvam, or the position of supreme spiritual master? Shiva wanted to know what he meant by that. Krishna told him, look at me now. Look at my chest. See what is it there now. What is there? When he looked at it, what could Lord Shiva see? All the ashes from his body has gone into Krishna's chest. And from Krishna's chest, what Krishna normally puts sandalwood pulp and other things on his body, and that has moved on to Lord Shiva's chest when they have embraced each other. So actually, you have embraced me. You say you run after some woman. No, you are actually embracing me. And you know who I am. I am the Brahman itself. Brahman is me. I am not different from Brahman. Brahmedi paramalpedi bhagavan iti shabdyade. Brahman and me are non-different. Bhagavad Gita also says, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. I am the seat of the Brahman. So Krishna says that Brahman and me are not different. And who is a brahmachari? Brahmachari is one person who is going after Brahman. He is called brahmachari. Brahmachari is the one person who is chasing Brahman, who wants to realize, in other words, who wants to self-realize himself. So, you have been chasing me, and who am I? I am Brahman. And if you are chasing me, you are a brahmachari. You are not different than a brahmachari. Like this, Krishna started pacifying Lord Shiva. Only after hearing the words of Lord Krishna, when Krishna spoke in this way to Lord Shiva, he felt a little bit peaceful, satisfied in his mind. And not only is not satisfied, that Lord Shiva by then started asking Sri Parvati how she found the form of Mohini. Parvati had no words. Sri Parvati couldn't say one thing. And in other words, normally it is said that Lord Shiva's power or the energy is Sri Parvati. Shiva Shaktya Yukta Bhavadi. In the Saundari Lahari, that is how it's mentioned. Shiva Shaktya Yukta Bhavadi. That Shakti or Shiva, Shiva and Shakti, the two forces, Shakti is Sri Parvati. And that strength, Sri Parvati's strength, is energy, is what has given the strength to Lord Shiva. So that Sri Parvati was not there, but then whose Shakti it was? It was the Vaishnava Shakti, Krishna's potency, as which has taken that Shakti now and given the Lord Shiva. So, in other words, Shiva Shaktya Yukta Bhavadi. That is, in other words, that Shakti refers to both Sri Parvati as well as Krishna's energy as well. So, in any way, Lord Shiva was extremely pleased with that he was pacified and consoled by Lord Vishnu or Krishna. And then after that, along with his associates, with Sri Parvati and Kartikeya and Ganesh, all together, they went back to Kailas. They went back to Now, there is something more in this issue, in this incident, in the sense that when we were discussing the churning of the milk ocean, these are certain special verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam which one should try to remember if one can, because they are forms of Krishna which one uses normally for meditation purposes. That is why they are so significant and spoken by Sukadeva Goswami at certain instances depending on the appearance of Krishna. When you saw earlier that when he has churned the milk ocean, at one stage when the demigods and the demons totally got exhausted, Krishna took the form of a particular form of a mountain, a huge form, with 500 arms on either side, and started churning the milk ocean with the Mandhara mountain. Sukadeva Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam, remembering that form of Krishna, used a very large verse to present that form of Krishna. Meghashyama kanaka paridhi karna vidyoda vidyul murdi bhraja dulilida kaja shraddharo retta netraha jaitrair dhobe jagadashubhe nandashugam grihitva madhren madhra pradigiri riva shobadadho dudadri. That is a verse. That is a verse which many devotees remember this verse, and they remember that form of Krishna at that particular instance when he took that form. Meghashyama kanaka paridhi. Krishna's color at that time was darkish cloud. In that form he took that form. Kanaka paridhi karna vidyoda vidyul. That his dress was just like lightning, so yellowish color. He was wearing a particular dress in that way. Karna vidyoda vidyul brajam. Murdhi bhraja dulilita kaja srakdharo rekta netraham. That Krishna had such an appearance that his long hair was completely loose and it is left on all sides. Srakdharo rekta netraham. He was wearing a garland which was made of forest flowers and his eyes have gone a little bit reddish because of the tremendous effort he was engaged in. Jaitreer dobeer jagadabadheer. That two hands of Krishna, which offers protection to the devotees, that hands have become so powerful at that time. Jaitreer dobeer. And what kind of arms are they? Those arms are the one which protects the devotees. Jagadabadheer dandashugam grihitvam. Holding Vasugi, the serpent, which was given to, and holding that Vasugi. Madhyam madhya pradigiri riva. That he was madhyam. Madhyam means he started churning the milk ocean with this Mandara mountain in the middle as the churning rod. And Vasuki tied around the Mandara mountain, the serpent, as the rope. He started madhyam madhya pradigiri riva shobhadadho dhadrim. That he appeared so dazzling to anyone who has seen that form. All the sages, the great personalities, demigods, everyone started seeing this amazing form of Krishna, which he has accepted that form. Sri Shugan mentioned this form specifically in the Srimad Bhagavatam for those who wants to meditate on that form. Meghashyama kanaka paridhi karnado vidyu vidyil murdhi bhraja dulilita kaja srakdharo rekta netraham jaitreer dobeer dandabhayam dandashugam jagadabhadeer dandashugam grihitva madhren madhra pradigiririva shobadadho gridhadrim. That is how that form of Krishna was explained by Sudeva Goswami. Now here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, after this particular appearance as Mohini Mosi, when Lord Shiva embraced Mohini Devi at different places all around the universe, when they travelled together, Shankara Narayana form came into the particular form, half Shiva and half Vishnu, Narayana together, combined form came into existence. So seeing that form and describing that form, Sudeva Goswami, while talking to Parikshit Maharaj, while describing Srimad Bhagavatam, he was seeing that form in front of him. Directly he was experiencing that at that form. So because he saw that form straight in front of him at that time, he immediately got up from his seat, fell down on the floor. And Parikshit Maharaj, in front of Parikshit Maharaj, there is a verse which in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in that particular chapter, Sudeva Goswami describing and paying his obeisances to that particular form of, combined form of Lord Vishnu and Shiva. Asada Vishayamankrim Bhavagamyam Prabhannan Amrdam Amaravarya Ashayam Sindhu Madhyam Kapada Yuvadivesho Mohayanna Surarim Tamaham Abhasradanam Kamapuram Matosmi. That is that verse. Asada Vishayamankrim Bhavagamyam Prabhannan. Then Sri Shugan says in that verse in the Bhagavatam that one who wants to escape from the lusty desires in one's heart, one who wants to escape free oneself from such desires, asada vishayam angrim bhavagamyam prabannan, that one who feels completely subdued by the senses or completely taken over by the senses, who finds very hard to come out of their control. Bhavagamyam prabhennan amrutasura ashrevaryom ashayanyam sindhumadhyam. That form of Krishna, who has taken that particular form to hand over the nectar and passed over the nectar to the demigods, amrita asura varyana ashayan sindhu madhyam ashayan sindhu madhyam, that kapadayuvadi veshe, who took that kapadayuvadi. Kapadayuvadi means that cheating nature of that female form of Krishna. Kapadayuvadi vesho mohayan nasurarim, that with that particular form he put them into illusion. The demons were thrown into illusion by that particular form. Kabadai vadivesha omohayanna surarim tamaham abhasradanam kamapuram natosmi, that I pay my full obeisances to that particular form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Saying this in that lecture, when he was talking about this particular pastime of Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami got up from his seat and paid a full obeisances to the Supreme Lord there in front of Parikshit Maharaj. So that is how that particular pastime has happened. And in addition to that, but this particular verse is another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam which many devotees memorize for remembering Krishna's that special pastime. Asada vishayam angrim bhavagamyam pravennan amrita maravaryam ashayal sindhu madhyam kapatayuvadivesho mohayanna surarim tamaham abhasrudanam kamapuram nadosmi. Sudeva Goswami is paying obeisances to that particular form of the Supreme Lord at that instance. And that is how that this particular pastime of Shankara Mohanam, or how Lord Shiva was put into illusion by Krishna's maya or Krishna's illusory energy, and that is that particular topic is spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now in some other Puranas there is a little difference from this, that Srimad Bhagavatam does not mention about this relationship between Krishna and Shiva. But there are other Puranas, there are little bit more information on this, and there is some special reason according to the scholars why it is not mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. For example, that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this pastime of Shankara Mohanam, or the attraction between Lord Shiva and Krishna, that finishes there. It doesn't go further from there. But then it moves on to the next Manu's time, and we go on to the next chapter. But in the other Puranas, that there is a question that when Krishna has united in a female form with Lord Shiva, that uniting between these two great personalities, the Supreme Lord and Lord Shiva, that cannot be going to waste. It cannot be wasted. In other words, from that relationship, a child was born. But that's not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, and the different commentators have different reasoning for that. But from that relationship, a child was born, and he is known as Dharmashastra. So, and that Shastra's name is also not mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But why it is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam? One of the important aspects of that is that Srimad Bhagavatam is enjoyed by whom? In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Vedavyasa Maharshi says, who releases Srimad Bhagavatam? Nigamagalpadaror galidam phalam shukamukhadamrudadravasamyudam pipada bhagavadam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvi bhavukaham. Vedavyasa Maharshi is inviting whom? Vedavyasa Maharshi is inviting rasikas, or who can enjoy, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, who has got some mellows in the heart, not people like us. He is inviting people who has got some feelings and understanding of these things. That is why it is mentioned there. Nigamagal padaror galidam phalam shukamukhadamrudadravasamyudam pipada bhagavadam rasamalayam. Bhagavadam is rasamalayam. It is, in other words, it is a pot of rasas, mellows. All the mellows are in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So unless we have some rasa, we will not find any rasa in Bhagavatam. This is the problem. Pipada Bhagavadam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. So Vedavyasa Maharshi is inviting Rasikas who have got some rasa. He is saying to Rasikas, come and drink this nectar of Srimad Bhagavadam. So that is how Vedavyasa Maharshi is inviting. So for Rasikas, this is an interesting topic. The example is like this, that in Sanskrit literature, the greatest poet ever known is Kalidas. And this Kalidas is our equivalent of Shakespeare in English. So in other words, there is nobody who is greater than him in the literature of Sanskrit poetry or literature. Sanskrit and Kalidas compiled as a very, very heavy book known as Kumara Sambhavam. Kumara Sambhavam is the story of the appearance of Kartikeya or the son of Lord Shiva. How he appeared, this is the story in that book, Kumara Sambhavam. That is how it is called, that book. It's a massive volume of book. Thousands and thousands of verses in that. In that book, the appearance of Kartikeya is not mentioned anywhere. Everything else is mentioned. And at the end, Kalidas says that Sri Parvati and Lord Shiva united. That's all. It finishes there. In other words, if you are a Rasika, you will immediately realize if they have united, there has to have children also from that. Otherwise, it can't be. It couldn't be. And that Kalidas has left to the people who can relish these things. It has been kept like that in the Kumara Sambhavam. It's mentioned like that. For this reason, but anybody, the title of the book itself is Kumara Sambhavam, or the appearance of Kumara, Kartikeya. That's the title of the book itself. So from there you can see that without mentioning about the appearance of Kartikeya, Kalidas has got the message through in the book. And anybody who reads it ultimately will come to the conclusion that Kartikeya has appeared at this point. So similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, with this appearance of Lord Shiva and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it could not go wasted. There has to have somebody appeared. But it is left to the Rasikas to conclude that. It is left for the Rasikas to accept that. But people like us, for us, everything has to be black and white. If it is not in black and white, we'll question it day and night. Is this bona fide? Or is this acceptable? Is this speculation? Or is this that? Is this that? All kinds of questions we will raise. And because if it is not satisfied, because why? There is no rasa in us. What we have is this solid mind inside, which is so solid and stone that it cannot perceive anything. All it is used to is accepting things shown in black and white proof form to them. So when there is no rasa, it is a bit difficult to accept all these, some of the conclusions of the appearance of Sagam Dhamma Shastra, which is mentioned in some of the other Puranas. And although not mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, so sometimes we may have to believe, is it that there was not enough time that Sukadeva Goswami did not mention about that to Parikshit? No, there was enough time. He could have mentioned it at least in one verse, but he didn't deliberately probably kept quiet about it. He didn't say about it, left it to the Rasikas who are reading Srimad Bhagavatam and remembering all these pastimes and enjoying them or trying to understand Supreme Personality, Krishna's different activities. He has left it for them to think about it and come to the appropriate conclusions, whatever it may be. So that is how it is. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, many things are like that. Everything is kept spoken paroksham. Paroksham means it's spoken in a very covered manner. Sometimes it is openly spoken when it is important for Sukadeva Goswami felt like speaking about it. But sometimes, yes, also sages have this tendency, that sages have a nature like this. They won't speak everything openly to everybody because they are not personalities like us who needs everything in black and white, everything given to us in that way. So they leave it to others. So it is with that incident that particular pastime finishes. And then we move on to the next chapter. But prior to that, I'll just like to read a chapter and then we can take it further. This is the 10th chapter of the 8th canto. And it is in this chapter that the the war between
the demigods and the demons. That is what is described in this chapter. What's interesting about this chapter is that different sages have different nature. For example, Valmiki wrote Ramayanam. Vedavyasa Maharshi wrote Mahabharatam. Now, Valmiki, when he starts writing about the forest, he gets very intoxicated about it. The way Valmiki starts talking about forest, if you read in Ramayanam how Valmiki describes the forest, because a lot of time Lord Ramachandra, Sita Devi and Lakshmana spend in the forest, 14 years, quite a long time. Then in these 14 years, they were passing through different forests. The result was that when Ramayanam was written, Valmiki became such an expert in describing the forest. This is the beauty of Ramayanam. Ramayanam's beauty is that nobody can describe a forest just like Valmiki could do it. So that is the way Valmiki has compiled Ramayanam. But when it comes to Vedavyasa Maharshi, he has got another aspect. Perhaps because of describing the Mahabharata war and all the other wars between the demons and the demigods of fighting each other, he became an expert in describing the battlefield, the battle between two different groups. And this chapter you will find how the demigods and the demons were fighting each other and how he has described that fighting. Shri Shuka Uvacham Iti Dhanava Daideya Navindam Namradam Rupa Yukta Karmani Yattamsha Vasudeva Paramukhaha Sadhayitva Amradam Rajan Payitva Sukhan Suran Pashyadam Sarvabhuranam Yayau Garuda Vahanaham Savatnanam Paramardhim Drushtvade Dininandanam Amrushyamanam Ulpedur Devan Pratidyudayidaham Tada Suragana Sarve Sudhaya Pidayaithidaham Puridhi Samyuyu Shastrai Narayana Padashrayaham Tatra Deva Suranamarana Paramada Aruna Rothasidanyodo Rajam Sumuluro Maharshanam Tatra Nyunyam Savatnase Samriptamana Sorene Samasadhya Asavirpane Nijagno Vividhayidaihim Shankaduri Madanganam Piri Tamirinam Hal Hasti Ashwarathavatinam Naradam Niswano Bhaval Rathino Rathvis Tatra Batibisahavataya Haya Hai Vasche Bhai Samasajanda Sam Yugai Ustrai Kejididai Kejidabare Yudhu Karei Kejil Goramagai Kritchair Dibir Haribir Padaham Gratrair Kangair Bagairanye Shenafaste Sidvingalai Sharabair Mahishair Gagair Govushair Gavayarunai Shiva Kirabi Kejil Krigalase Shashair Marei Bastaire Krishna Sare Hamsair and Yasugarehi Anjara Sarakai Satir Vigavikahi Sena Yorubhai Rajan Vishusti Grado Gradaha Chitra Dujabadi Rajan Navadatrai Sidamale Mahadhanir Vajradandir Vajanir Bahajamarei Vado O Dudo Tarashni Shair Ashibir Varmabhu Shanei Spurad Burmishade Shastrai Sudaram Sureshmi Devadana Viranam Dujinyu Pandunandana Ejadur Viramara Viriada Sam Yvasagaram Vairojano Bilisankis Susmaram Sachamubadi Yanam Vaihaisam Namakamagam Mainarminam Sarvasam Grami Govinam Sarvashirimayam Prabho Apradakimir Desham Rishamanam Adarsham Asidastudimanagriam Sarvani Gadipair Vrda Balabinajatragreje Chandramivo Dei Tasyasam Sarvado Yanir Yudhanam Padayo Suram Namujisham Barobano Prajitirayo Mukha Nidimuda Galano Pava Prahedir Hedri Lula Shagunir Budasam Navo Vajradam Stroviro Vajana Hayagriva Shangashira Kabilo Megadundubi Taras Chakradakshumbo Nishumbo Jamba Vilkala Aristorish Name is Chama Shatraviradiva Ani Paulo Magale Yonivada Kavasadaya Alaptavara Soma Sekavam Kleshabhagina Savamede Ranamoke Bahusho Nurjida Amara Simhanana Nimujana Shanghangam Umaha Aravan Rishtua Sabatan will sit and Babil Kubido Prisham Ayavidam the Krinamaruna Shushube Sural, Yasa Asraval Prasaranam Udayadri Maharpalim, Tasyasan Sarvado Deva, Nanava Hatuja Idaha, Logabala Sakhanai, Ayadi Veronadaya, Tenuanim Hisam Satya Shivando Mama Vir Bidu, Afayendu Vishanduke, Yudhu Tunda Yotinam, Yosabin Indrena Taragan Guho Sila, Verno Hina, Yajan Mitro Rajan Prahedina, Yamastukana Pinu Shogamai Hinaway, Shampuru Yde Tushta Savitra, the Virojana, Abrajina Murashino, Shavarwana, Surya Brisadir Deva, Banajeshte, Shadinaja, Rahuna Zadasama, Pulopno Yudhinila, శుంభశుంభయోర్దేవీ భద్రకాళీ తరస్విని వృషాకవిస్తుజంభీనమైషేణ విభావసు ఇల్లులసహవాదాభి బ్రహ్మపుత్రైరరిందమ కామదేవేన దుర్మషాముత్కలో మధుర్వి సహ బృహస్పతిశ్చో ఉశనసా నరగేన శనైశ్చర మరుదో నిమాదకమజై వాలయే వసవోమర విశ్వదేవాంస్తు పౌలోమై రుద్రాం క్రోధవశై సహ తేవమాజావసురా సురేంద్రాం ద్వంద్వేన సంహత్యమాన అన్యోన్యం ఆసాద్య నిజగ్నిరోజసా జిగీషవస్తిష్ణశరాసిదోమరై భుషుండిభిశ్చక్రగదృష్టివర్షై శక్తుల్మగై ప్రాసపరశ్రుధైరభి నిస్త్రింశభల్యై పరిఖై సముల్గరై సభింది బాళైశ్చ శిరాం సిజిచ్చిదు గజాస్తురంగా సరథావదాదయ సారోహవాహ వివిధా విఖండిదాహ నిగృత్తబాహూ ఋషిరోధయాంగ్రయశ్చిన్నధ్వజే ఛిన్నధ్వజే శ్వాసదనుత్రభూషణ తేషాం పదాఘాతరథాంగచూర్ణిద ఆయోధనాదుల్పణముత్థితస్తదా రేణుర్దిశఖం త్రిమణిం జచాదయన్యవ్రతాస్రక్సుదివి పరిప్లుదాల్ శిరోభిరుద్ధుదైరీడగుండలై సంరంభ దృగ్విపరిదష్టదక్షదై మహాభుజై సాభరణై సహాయుధై సా ప్రాస్తృదా భూకరవోర్భివిర్భవౌ ఖమందాస్తతజోల్పేదూపదిద సుశిరోక్షిభి ఉద్యదాయుదోర్ధండై ఆధావంధోభటాన్ మృదే బలిర్మహేంద్రం దశభిస్తుమిరైరావదం శరై చతుర్భిశ్చతురో వాహాన్ఏకే ఆరోహమార్చయల్ సదానావద శక్రస్తావద్భి శీఘ్ర విక్రమ చిచ్చేది శిశుదేర్భల్లే అసంప్రాప్తాన్ హసన్నివ తస్య కర్మోత్తమం వీక్ష దుర్మర్ష శక్తి మాదే తాం జ్వలంతి మహోల్కావాం హస్తస్థానమచ్చిన్న మచ్చినద్ధై తదశూలం తదప్రాసం తదస్థో అమరమర్షయ యద్యశ్చస్త్రం సమామద్యసల్వం తదచిన తదచ్చినద్విభూం ససర్జాదాసురీ మాయాం అంతర్ధానగదోసుర తదప్రాదూరభూచైరసురాని గోపరి ప్రభో తదో నిభేదుస్తరవో దహ్యమానాదవాగ్నిన శిలా సదంగశిఖరా శూర్ణయంజోదుషల్ఫలం మహోరగా సముల్పేదో దందశూగా సవృశ్చికా సింహవ్యాక్రమరాహశ్చ మర్దయందో మహాగజాన్ యాధుధాన్యాశ్చ సదశ శూలహస్తా వివాససః చింది బింధీదివాదిన్యస్తక్షోగణా ప్రభో తదో మహాఘనవ్యోమ్ని గంభీరవృషస్వన అంగారాన్మోజైర్వాదే ఆహదాస్నయత్నవా సృష్టో దైత్యేన సుమహాన్మన్యే శ్వసనసారథి సాంవర్తకమివాచిగ్రో విభుజనీమహా తదసముద్రముద్వేళ సర్వదా ప్రత్యదృశ్యత తదండవాదైరుద్ధూత తరంగావర్త భీషణా ఏవం దైత్యేర్మహామాయై అలక్ష్యగతి భీషణై సృజ్యమానాసు మాయాసు విషేదు సురసైన్యాః నదల్ ప్రతివిధిం యత్ర విదురింద్రాలయో నృప జాదప్రాదురభూల్దత్ర భగవాన్ విశ్వభావనాం తదసువర్ణాం సకృతాంగ్రివల్లవ విషంగవాసానవ కంచలోచనాం అదర్శదాష్టాయుధమాహు ఉల్లస శ్రీ కౌస్తుభ అర్ఘ్య కిరీటకుండలాః తస్మిన్ ప్రవిష్టే సురకూటకర్మ చ మాయా వినేషుర్మహినా మహీయస స్వప్నో యథా హి ప్రతిబోధమాగదే హరిస్మృతి సర్వవిపద్ విమోక్షణం దృష్ట్వా మృదే గరుడవాహమివా విభారీవాహమా విద్య శూలమహినోధత కాలనేమి తల్లీలయా గరుడమోదిని పదద్గృహీత్వా తేనాహనం నృపసవాహమరిం త్రధీషా మాలీసు మాల్యదిబలో ఇది భేదదుర్య చక్రేణ కృత శిరసావధ మాల్యవాంస్తం ఆహత్య దిన్మగదయాహన దండజేంద్రం తావచ్చిరో చినదరేర్నదరోరినాద్యాహ ఇది శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే పారమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం అష్టమస్కందే దేవాసుర సంగ్రామే దశమోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. సో ఇన్ వన్ మోర్ చాప్టర్ వి విల్ రీడ్ దాట్ బికాస్ ఇన్ దట్ చాప్టర్ దట్ ద వార్ బిట్వీన్ ది డెమిగాడ్స్ అండ్ డీమన్స్ వర్ స్టాప్డ్ బై శ్రీ నారదముని. దే బ్రాట్ దమ్ టు దేర్ సెన్సెస్ అండ్ టోల్డ్ దమ్ టు స్టాప్ ఫైటింగ్. And eventually Shukracharya was instructed by Narada Muni to bring them back to life with Mrita Sanjeevani. That is the discussion in this particular chapter. So we'll just read that chapter and then we'll continue. Shri Shukavacham Atho Asura Pratyavalabdha Chedasa Parasivam Sapparayanukambaya Jagnurdrisham Shakra Samiranadayastam Stantaneyairavisamhadapuram వైరోచనాయ సంరబ్ధో భగవాన్ పాకశాసన ఉదయచ్చద్యదా వజ్రం ప్రజాహేది చుక్రశూం వజ్రవాణిస్తమాహేదం తిరస్కృత్య విరస్థితం మనస్వినం సుసంపన్నం విచరంతం మహాహృదే మహామృదే నలవన్మూఢమాయాభిర్మాయేషాన్నో జిగీషసి జిత్వా భారాన్ నిబద్ధాశాన్ నదో హరది తద్ధనం ఆరు రుక్షంది మాయాభిరుల్సి సృప్సంది ఏ దివం తాందస్ జినిదో మ్యజ్ఞాన్ పూర్వస్మాచ్యపదాథదాం. సోహం దుర్మాయి నస్తేద్యామజ్రేణ శతవర్వణ శిరో హరిషే మందాల్మన్ ఘటస్వజ్ఞాదిభిః సహ బలిర్వాచాం సంగ్రామే వర్తమానానాం కాలచోదిత కర్మణాం కీర్తిర్జయో జయో మృత్యు సర్వేషాం శిరనుక్రమాల్. తదిదం కాలరశనం జనా పశ్యంది సూరయాం నహృష్యంది నశోచంది తత్ర యూయమపండితాః. నవయమన్యమానామాత్మానం తత్ర సాధనం గిరోవసాదుశోచ్యానాం గృహణీమో మర్మదాఢన శ్రీశుభవాజాం. ఇత్యాక్షిప విభుం వీరో నారాజైరమర్దన ఆకర్ణపూర్ణైరహన క్షేపై ఆహద ఆపో ఆకర్ణపూర్ణైరహన అక్షేపై అహదం పునాం నిరాకృతో దేవో వైరిణ్యాదివాదిన నామృషిక్షేపం తోత్రాహతమివద్వివా. ప్రాహరల్కులిశంతస్మామోహం పరమర్దన సయానో నిబదల్ భూమౌ చిన్నపక్షమివాచలాం. సహాయం బలియో దృష్ట్వా జంబో బలిసగ సుహృల్ అభ్యుయాల్ సౌహృదం సఖ్యుర్హదస్యాపి సమాచరన్. స సింహవాహమాసాద్యం గదాముద్యమ్యరం హస జదావతాడే చక్రం గజం జస్మహాఫల. గదా ప్రహర వ్యదిదో వృషం విఫలిదో గజ జానుభ్యాం ధరణీం స్పృష్ట కష్మరం పరమం యయో. తథో రథో మాదిరిన హరివిర్దశశతైర్వృద ఆనీదోద్యుపమత్సృజ్య రథమారుహే విభో. తస్య దల్పూజయన్ కర్మ ఇందుర్ దానవసత్తమాశూలేన చురదాం తం దుస్మయమానోహనన్ వృధే. సహేరుజం సూర్మషాం సత్వమాలంబ్య మాతలి ఇంద్రో జంబస సంక్రుద్ధో వజ్రేణావాహరచిరాం. జంబం శ్రుత్వాహతం దస్య జ్ఞాదయో నారదాదృశే నముజిష్ట బలపాగ సత్రాభేదురస్వేదుస్థురాన్విదా వజోభివృషైరింద్రమర్ధయందోస్య మర్మసు శరీరవాగిరన్ మేఘ ధారాభిరివపర్వతం. హరీందశశలానాజో హరిశ్వశిబల శరై తావల్బిర్ధయామాస యుగపల్లఘుహస్తవాన్ శతాభ్యాం మాదరీం భాగోరథం సవయవం పృథక్ సగ్రల్ సంధానమోక్షేణ తదాల్బుద తదల్బుదముద్రణీ. నముజి పంచదశభి స్వర్ణముంగేర్ మహేషుభి ఆహత్యవనదల్ సంఖ్యే సదోయమివదో యద సర్వదశరగూడేన చక్రం సరథమారథిం చాదయామాసురసురాప్రావల్ సూర్యమివాం బుభాః. అలక్షయన్నస్తమదీవ విహ్వల విజుక్రుషుర్దేవగణ సహానుగా అనాయక శత్రుబలే అనర్జిత మణిపథాభినవో యథార్ణవే. తదస్థురాషాషుబద్ధర నిర్గదాసాచురద్జాగ్రణీ భగో దిశంగం పృథివీం సచో రోచయన్ సుతేజస సూర్యమివక్షవాతే. నిరీక్షపృతనాం దేవా పరైరభ్యర్థితాం రణే ఉభయచ్చద్రివ్యం హంతం వజ్రం వజ్రదరువరుషా సదైనైవాష్టదారేణ శిరసి బలభాగయో జ్ఞానీనాం పశ్యతాం రాజంజహార జనయన్ భయం. నముజస్తద్వదం దృష్ట్వా శోక అమర్షరుషాన్విదా జిగాం సురింద్రం నృపదే చకార పరమోద్యమం శస్మారమయం శూలం గండావద్ధేయమభూషణం ప్రగృహ్యాభ్యద్రవల్కృతో హతోసీది విదర్జయన్ ప్రాహిణోదేవరాజాయ నినదన్మృగరాడివా. తదాపదల్గగ్రదరే మహాజవం విజిచ్చిరే హరిరుష్మి సహస్రద తమాహనంద్రమకులిశేన కుంధకంధరే రుషానిదస్త్రిదశపతి శిరోహరన్. నదస్సహిత్వజమవివజ్రమూర్చితో భివేదయస్సురపతి నౌజసేరిత తదల్భుదం పరమదివీర్యవేత్రభిల్ తిరస్కృతో నముజి శిరోధరత్వజా. తస్మాదింద్రోవేక్షేత్రోర్వజ్రప్రతిహతో యదా కిమిదం దైవయోగేన భూతం లోకవిమోహనం. ఏనమే పూర్వమంత్రీణాం పక్షచ్ఛేదప్రజాతే కృతో నివిషదాంభారే పదత్రై పదదాం భువి తపస్సారమయం త్వాష్టమృత్రో ఏన విపాళిత అన్యే చాపిబలో వేద సర్వాస్త్రైరక్షదత్వజాః. స్వయం ప్రతిహతో వజ్రో మయా ముక్తోసురేల్పగే నహం తదా దదే దండం బ్రహ్మదేజోప్యకారణం. ఇది శక్రం విషీదందమాహ వాగశరీరిణి నాయం శుష్కైరథో నాద్రైర్వదమర్హతి దానవాం. మయా స్మయ్యద్వరో దత్తో మృత్యుర్నైవార్ద్ర శుష్కయో అదోన్యశ్చిందనీయస్తే ఉపాయో మహమన్రిపో. తాం దేవీం గ్రమాగర్ణ్యమహవన్ సుసమాహిత ధ్యాయన్ భేనమథావశ్య ఉపాయముభయాత్మకం న శుష్కేణ న చాద్రేణ జహారముజేషిర తం తుష్టవర్మని గణ మాల్యైశ్చావాగిన ద్వివం. గంధర్వ ముఖ్యో జగదుర్విశ్వావసుపరా వసు దేవద్వంద్వయో నేదుర్ నర్తక్యో నందుర్ముదా అన్యే పేవం ప్రతిద్వంద్వ సాయగ్నివరుణాదయ సూదయామాసురస్త్రోగేర్ మృగాన్ కేసరినో యథా. బ్రహ్మణా ప్రేషితో దేవాన్ దేవర్షిర్ నారదో నృప వారయామాస వివదాన్ దృష్ట్వా దానవ సంక్షయం. శ్రీ నారద ఉవాచ భవద్భినమృతం ప్రాప్తం నారాయణ భుజాశ్రై శ్రియా సమేదిదాం ఉపారమద విగ్రహాల్. శ్రీ శుభవాచాం సంయమన్య సంరంభమానయందో మునేర్వచాం ఉపగీయమానానుజరే యయూ సర్వే త్రివిష్టవం యవశిష్టారణే తస్మిన్నారదానుమదేన తే బలిం విపన్నమాదాయమస్తం గిరిముపాగమన్. తత్రా వినష్టావయవాన్ విద్యమాన శిరోధరన్ ఉషనాజీవయామాస సంజీవిన్యాసో విద్యయాం. బలిశ్చోనసా స్పృష్టా ప్రత్యాపన్నేంద్రియ స్మృతి పరాజితో వినాఖేద్య లోకదత్తు విచక్షణా. ఇది శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణి పరమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం అష్టమస్కంది దేవాసుర సంగ్రామి ఏకాదశోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. సో we have to continue now in the 8th canto after this story of the Mohini Murti's pastime with Lord Shiva. We are going back now into the again going back to the continuation of the Manu's administration. Parishad Maharaj is being instructed by Sudev Goswami of the subsequent Manu's time from then on, and you will see from now on Sudev Goswami is rushing things because as I said before that once the topic of Krishna comes, of Krishna's appearance comes, and that all the pastimes of Krishna starts discussion, there will be no time to discuss anything else. Because in the 7 days' time, already most of the time has gone. It's only almost the fourth day has finished now. Almost the fifth day is almost coming to an end. And he has to finish the 2 days, fifth and sixth day, and the seventh day, whatever time that was left on the seventh day. Sukadeva Goswami wanted to talk about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So therefore, from now on, it is rush from now on. And Sukadeva Goswami did not even spend much time even to discuss the appearance of Lord Ramachandra. That is the beauty in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That although Supreme Personality has appeared as Ramachandra, and that comes in the ninth canto, you will notice there that Sukadeva Goswami has not allotted a lot of time for discussing the appearance of Lord Ramachandra. So, but all the other the dynasties in the Solar Dynasty and the Lunar Dynasty. Solar Dynasty, Ramachandra has appeared. Lunar Dynasty, Krishna has appeared. So Surya Vamsham and Chandra Vamsham. These are the two dynasties that's going to be discussed afterwards. But before we discuss that, we have one more important topic in the 8th canto, which is the appearance of Lord Vamana, which has happened in this particular Manu's time where we are now living. So that makes more interesting. And that Lord Vamana's appearance is the topic now comes next in the 8th canto. So before we move into questions and answers, I just wanted to let you know that next Sunday, if we get the opportunity, we would like to discuss the appearance of Krishna, because next week is Krishna's appearance, Janmashtami is coming. And the next Sunday, after the next Sunday, we won't get a time to discuss Krishna's appearance, because Janmashtami day, so many thousands and thousands of people will come from all over, from England, all over. People will be coming to the temple. And when they come, they will have to queue up and they have to wait for so many hours to get to see Gokulananda. And on that particular day, most of the devotees also will be busy in chanting and organizing, helping the visitors. So we may not get an opportunity to discuss Krishna's appearance on that particular day, on Wednesday, the Janmashtami. We may not get that opportunity. Not even on Sunday, we do not know how things will turn out. So, but at the same time, it is not appropriate if we don't discuss in the Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna's appearance. It is such an important topic in the Srimad Bhagavatam, appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Sukadeva Goswami, while discussing the appearance of Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, has specifically asked Parikshit Maharaj, he has tested Parikshit Maharaj whether he was curious enough to know of the appearance of Krishna. And it is only after that, Pibandam Tanmukham Bojam Achyudam Harikadamradam. Before Harikadamradam, Krishna's appearance begins, that Parikshit answered to Sudev Goswami like, Pibandam Tanmukham Bojam, let me drink that nectar that is coming from your lips. He said, what is that? Tun mukham bojam achudam harikathamradam. That the nectar that is coming from your lips, which is the harikatha amradam, the nectar of Supreme Personality, Krishna, let me drink that again and again. I am not feeling the hunger, nor I am feeling any thirst from this prayopavesham. Prayopavesham means to give up the body without eating or drinking anything. He was sitting there for the last 4 or 5 days like this.
no hunger, no thirst, nothing, Shrill Pibhasa as it's called in the Shastram, has affected him. Why?
Pibandam tanmukhambo ojam achudam harikadamradam.
Harikadamradam, Krishna's glories, I want to sing and I want to hear before I leave this body. This is the devotee. Devotee's mind is like this. Before I leave this world, only one thing I want to hear. I don't want to hear what goes on in the rest of the world. All I am interested to hear, like Parishad Maharaj says, it is also an eye-opener to all the devotees.
Pibandam tanmukham bojam achudam harikadamradam.
Harikadamradam. Krishna's glory is that what a devotee wants to hear at the time of leaving the body. So just like Parishad Maharaj was preparing himself, and because we do not know when this thing called death will come and knock at the door, it's necessary that we remember this particular appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this world, which is glorified by the great sages, great devotees, again and again and again, that from Srimad Bhagavatam, how many books have been written on the appearance of Krishna is difficult to mention. In so many languages, in so many forms, so many poems, in so many ways they have described the appearance of Krishna. But originally, it is in the Srimad Bhagavatam that this appearance of Krishna has been spoken in the most most attractive manner, or in the most wonderful manner that's been spoken by Sudeva Goswami. So it will not be proper if we go after Janmashtami, if we don't get an opportunity to remember that appearance, it will not be good. So we should do that next Sunday, and please come for that. Now if there's any questions or comments.
You know, when they're actually churning the ocean, and I'm finding this difficult to visualize, you were saying that the demigods and the demons couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Krishna appeared with his 500 arms and he was actually doing it. Did he individually come as one being with 500 arms and doing it like that?
Yes, he did.
Yeah?
Yes.
But at that same time, were there...
Others were helping him.
As well.
Yeah, they were helping him actually. Because Vasuki, the rope which was turned around Mandara mountain, it extended on both directions.
Yeah.
So Krishna was pulling on either side with his 500 arms on either side.
Right.
And the demigods were also holding, and the demons were also holding on either side.
Pradigiririvo
Shobhadado Dhradadri, Bhagavatam says, he looked like another Mandara mountain standing opposite to that, facing the mountain, each other. He was standing in the ocean of milk, and he had such a huge form. The word used is Pradigiri. Pradigiri means another mountain who looked exactly like Mandara mountain in size. So he looked so big, a huge, massive form he took at that time.
Okay, so when Krishna actually chopped off the head of Rahu,
Surbhanu.
And he became the planet from the head as Rahu.
Yes.
Did his lower body become Ketu?
Yes.
But then it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the body died because the nectar never touched. So how can he become Ketu?
No.
Because Brahma acknowledges that the Ketu is a planet.
Yes.
But he said that the body died and it didn't become a planet.
Yes. Kabandham it is called. When in Shastram, what they call it is Kabandham. Kabandham means that according to the Ayurvedam, the body middle part is chest. Okay, middle part is chest. This is the end of the body. The outwards is called legs separately. But when the nectar went in, when he cut the throat, it got into two pieces. The head took the form of Rahu.
Right.
And the bottom part became Ketu. Because nectar did go in, that is how he survived there. And he had to accept, and Krishna out of mercy told them that you become these two planets, Rahu and Ketu, and gave them, because nectar has gone inside, they have to survive, they can't die, they have to survive, they did survive after that. And they took these two, they are called Papagraham. Papagraham means that when they stand in certain houses, certain positions in the astrological calculations, they can do immense damage also. You have to discuss with astrologers. They will tell you how Rahu and Ketu can destroy your whole happiness in this world in certain instances. That depends.
obviously at the time of birth, how the different planets have positioned themselves and where Rahu and Kedu has situated at that time. The moment of Rahu and Kedu, all there is a specified time limits. For example, the nine major planets, starting with Sun, Surya, Moon, Rahu, Kedu, and Puja, Mars, and Mercury, Buddha, Shukra, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn. These are our nine planets.
What is Rahu Ketu in English terms? Or is there no English equivalent to Rahu Ketu? It doesn't exist in the English astrological charts.
I don't know the English astrology very much.
Lunar aspect. I think lunar north.
What is it called?
They're called lunar north.
Lunar. Maybe that. I don't know. I don't know. If you follow the Vedic astrological system, you will find they are part of the, definitely part of the calculations. So, with the time you were born, as soon as you give the time of your birth, the astrologers will know where all these planets are situated and they'll start the calculations. A lot of calculations they do. And from then on, they'll tell you, so many years you are under the control of this planet, so many years under the control of the next planet. Like that, they will give your whole lifespan what you're going to happen to you. So Rahu and Kedu, each of these planets have its own supplementary movements also. For example, the effect of that particular planet on you and the effect of that planet due to its influence on another planet. That is that's called Abharam Chidram. Like that, they calculate a lot of things and it's a complete science itself. And they'll tell you that Kedu, for example, Kedu along with Venus, Shukra, that is got certain, it can give you sometimes amazingly good experiences in life. Similarly, some of them in wrong positions can destroy also your life to quite a large extent. So all these things are in the astrology. If a good astrologer can explain to you better about it. But both Rahu and Kedu do exist and they are both planets who have tremendous... if you go to the temples where the nine planets are worshipped, Navagraha temples are there, you will find all these nine deities. And there is famous, very famous glorification of these nine planets as well. Wonderful explanations on their influence. It's a science itself. Bhagavatam doesn't go too much into that. It only says that Rahu and Kedu were left alive.
Okay, I just got two more questions. One question, the first one is, you were saying that Sukadev Goswami got up when he was looking at Shankar Narayan, when he was meditating on the Shankar Narayan form. Mm. Is that the last verse, number 47?
What does it say, then beginning with?
It says, Asa.
Asadavishayam angrim bhavagamyam pramanan. Yes.
So it's the last one.
Yeah, that's the last verse, yes.
Okay.
That's the last verse.
So
you see that natosmi, the word natosmi at the end, that's paying obeisances actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the last one, were you saying that Shankar and Narayan had a child, Dharamshatra?
Yes.
I know it's not written in the
Shastra. It is in some Puranas mentioned.
But was there anything special pastime with that child or not?
No, after that, Puranas doesn't say much about that. What I saw in other Puranas, little bit about it, is that child was born, and after this appearance of this boy, because from this relationship the boy was born, that Krishna wanted to experience the nectar of being a mother, motherhood, because the mother's relationship with the child, Krishna wanted to experience. That is why he took this form and became a mother. One thing. Secondly, after this pastime, Krishna came from inside holding a little boy in the hand. And two and a half years he looked age. A little boy holding his hand, Mohini Murti came out. Sri Parvati, when she saw that form of that little boy, looked at him. When she looked at him, she found the eyes looked exactly like Krishna's eyes, because Krishna is known throughout the world for his beauty of his eyes, isn't it? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sreshugan, Sudeva Goswami goes on and on and on about the eyes of Krishna, talking about the beauty of the Krishna's eyes. So the eyes look like Krishna.
of this little boy. But the chest looked like Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva's chest is well known. A very powerful, strong and well-built chest, manly chest is Lord Shiva's chest. So Sri Parvati mentions in the Puranam that when she saw him, reminded her both Krishna and Shiva when she saw that. That's how it much mentioned about that in the Puranas.
It doesn't describe
no, more than that, no. Yes. One of the Puranam, it mentions that Hanuman appeared at that time. They are also saying like that. That appearance of Hanuman from Lord Shiva's semen happened from this relationship with Mohini. But that is only that is mentioned in a very important mantra in the Vedic literature called Shiva Shadarudriyam. That is where it's mentioned. But it is not mentioned in any of the other Puranas. I don't see mentioning like that. But in Shiva Shadarudriyam, this thing is mentioned. That Hanuman appeared from that. That is why he is so powerful in his ability in everything. It is mentioned there, is it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
At this 10 incarnations of the Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do they have their eternal existence?
Yes,
they
have, yes.
Or they just appear at that particular...
No, they have their planets existing in the Vaikuntha Lokam. They have, all of them are eternally existing. And some of the devotees, all these forms have appeared for the devotee to worship. There are devotees of Varaha, and there are also devotees of Kurmam and obviously Narasimham. So like Prahlada is Narasimha's devotee. So similarly, so for those devotees' convenience, these deities are present in their particular form in those planets. This is what I understand, yeah.
Which verse is that which describes
yes.
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 You
mentioned about the verse.
Megha
Shyama Kanaka Paridhi. I'll tell you the verse number. It's in the. Seventh chapter, eighth canto, seventh chapter, verse number 17. 17, 1-7. Mekhasya makkanaka paradi, karna vidyo da vidyo rupmurdhne brajadvilali dagaja, sragdharo rekta netraha. Jaitrair dobir jagadabhadayam, nandashokam grihitvaradhan madhana, pratigiririva shobadato dridhadhrim. That is that verse. And you can also see all the different incarnations of when they come. If you go into the 8th chapter, in the 8th canto, the verses 31, 32 and 33. That is the appearance of the Dhanundri. Dhanundri appeared. Dirghabivaradortanda, Kambogrivo Rurekshana, Shyamalastarana Sraghi, Sarva Avarana Bhushidam, Pidavasa Mahoraska Sumrashtamani Gundala, Snigdha Kunjita Keshanda Subhaga Simhavikrama, Amrda Purna Kalasham Vipratulaya Bhushida, Savai Bhagavad Sashad, Vishnu Amsha Amsha Sambhava. So that is that
Dhanvantari Ridhikhyada, Ayurveda Gijjava, he came to know as Dhanvantari, who is the predominating deity of Ayurvedam. After that, it says that Nispandasarostu Unikalasham Tarasaharin Niyamane Isurais Tasmin Kalashe Amritabhajani Vishannamanaso Deva Harim Sharanamayayum. That demigods at that time, when the demons took away the nectar pot from Dhanvantari Murti and escaped from there, they became so disturbed in their mind, the demigods, they took complete shelter of Krishna. In other words, what it is saying is that when you are disturbed also in one's own life, in some situations when that happens, Bhagavatam says that you follow the demigods process. Now, in the Bhagavatam, we discussed two important topics now in the last few Sundays. One was the story of Gajendra, King Gajendra's story, Gajendra Mokshanam. And the other one was the churning of the milk ocean. It is nice, stories are very good. We have read through Bhagavatam that these stories are different pastimes of Krishna with Krishna's devotees for us to remember them and to take the benefit of listening to those pastimes. Before we understand Krishna's wonderful pastimes in the 10th canto, these pastimes in the earlier cantos gives us an insight into Krishna's previous appearances. But all these pastimes, when they were compiled by Vedavyasa Maharshi, he also wanted to give certain strong messages to us. That is why it has been spoken in this way. All Puranams will tell you, Puranas always tell in a story form everything, because it makes it more interesting through the stories when we understand the message. Message is the same in the Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas, three things. Vedas are the topmost authority because it's written in the Vedas. Everything is Vedic injunctions, as they are called. Why it is called injunction? Because those who follow the Vedic tradition, they do not require convincing about it. In other words, they don't want logic and reasoning. Their mind can absorb this because they have complete faith in the absolute nature of the Vedas. They accept the authority of the Vedas. And that is how the Vedic tradition survived in this world. Now, those who do not follow that, and those who are very much intellectually involved, or who require intellectual arguments and convictions from that, for them, Upanishads were compiled by the great sages, and Vedavyasa Maharshi also. All Upanishads were compiled with this intention. That because in Upanishads, the knowledge, the same Vedic knowledge, is presented in such a way to satisfy the intellectual curiosity of the individual. So that is how Upanishads were compiled. That is why it is known as the Jnanagandham of the Vedic literature. Now, after this, if you leave the Karmagandham and the Jnanagandham, what is left behind in the Vedic literature is the Puranas. Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam. Shruti and Smriti are compared to the two eyes of an individual, whereas Puranam is considered to be the heart. So even if you lose one eye, you can survive, or even both the eyes, you can survive. But if you leave Puranas, you cannot survive, because once the heart stops, everything is stopped, isn't it? So Puranam is compared to the heart. And the message in the Puranam is also the same thing what is in the Upanishads and in the Vedic literature, but spoken in a way so that normal people like us, ordinary people, can understand the message and get benefited from that. So therefore, all these stories in the Puranas, like the story of Gajendra, like the story of churning the milk ocean, all this has certain philosophical points also associated with that. It's not just only purely stories that you read the stories and then move on to the next. No, the story is like, for example, Gajendra Mokshanam, the story of Gajendra is teaching us that under all circumstances, in whatever circumstances a living entity is put into in this world, how helpless he becomes, which will always happen. Because due to the attachment to the material life, due to our attachment to the material life, and our attachment to our associates, like the family, society, this, that, and the other, we develop a certain amount of security in them. This is normal in us. We find a shelter in them. we started thinking that they will protect us in our difficult times. Somehow or the other, this conviction comes to us. But Srimad Bhagavatam, through the story of Gajendra, is telling us that it can happen that none of them can really protect you. Nobody can actually protect you. Situations like in the case of Gajendra, what happened, as you've seen, that at some point everybody else washed their hands off and left him and went away from there. It was then that he came to his senses and he realized that only Krishna can protect me. So this realization or this understanding came to Gajendra at the very last minute. It took a long time, lot of time for him to come to this understanding. Similarly, in our life also, a stage can happen like that. It's not that it may not, need not happen to us. It can happen to anybody, any one of us. Nobody is exempted from that. You may have so many things in this world to protect you in the form of wealth, health, or whatever it is, or other associates, family, this, that, and the other. But when that crisis comes in life, that when you become totally helpless from all sides in life, ultimately there is only one person who can protect you, and that is Krishna. And to get that message across, the story of Gajendra has been spoken so openly and so precisely by Vedavyasa Maharshi through Sheshavan. That is that story of the Gajendra. That is the message from that, what we should take very serious note of. Similarly, if you move into the next incident, which is this churning of this milk ocean, why is it so important? Because this is also some topic which is educating us in something. Like this, our mind, our consciousness normally is considered to be something similar to this, to the ocean of milk. If it is properly churned, if it is properly trained, this mind can become actually the cause of liberation. The mind is the cause of liberation. In other words, when the mind becomes purified to such a degree, that becomes the cause of liberation. So for example, we talk about the demigods and the demons. Who are these demigods and who are these demons? These both are present in us, very much so. They are present within our own mind. The demigods are present there in the form of good qualities like truthfulness, honesty, piousness, devotion, and simplicity, so many good things, brahmacharyam, all the other associated qualities, sattva sham shuddhir, what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, jnana vijnana mastikyam, knowledge, realizations, God consciousness, spiritual life, these are all part of the good side of the consciousness, or in other words, the demigod side that exists in us. On the other hand, we also got in our consciousness the bad side, the wrong side. What are the wrong side? Lust, anger, greed, ragam, dvesham, bhayam, krodham, madam, malsaryam, so many other opposite elements which are also inside us. These both things are fighting each other all the time. In one moment you feel happy, on some time when you come to the mode of goodness and the good qualities predominates. When the bad ones take over, you are lost. Then you are under their control for some time, and at that time you experience terrible distress and misery also. So between these two forces, the demigods and the demons, they are constantly pulling us in either direction. And what is that Mandara mountain, what was used in the churning of the milk ocean? That is our Prarabdha Karmam. The Prarabdha Karmam, which stands like a big mountain inside us, that is there. And it is this Prarabdham that is being pulled in either side by these two groups, the demigods and the demons. They are pulling us all the time in either directions. So, from the churning of the milk ocean, indirectly it is also understood that when this churning goes on, what happens? When you suffer your prarabdham in this world, automatically there is a lot of realizations coming from that. It is very difficult to say people have no realization. Everybody has some realization in this life. When one lives in this world for many, many years, a lot of realization one gets. What one thought when one was young is not anymore an admirable thing. When you get older, you start thinking that all that stupid things I was chasing after. That realization comes later in life. It is natural. So this prarabdham, when it is experienced in life, in the human form, when we continuously experience that, from that a lot of realizations come.
Now, if we are careful and if we learn and train ourselves properly to always stay in the mood of goodness and to stay in the side of the demigods and continue our activities in this world, the result was that just like the demigods received the nectar, ultimately this nectar known as the liberation from this material existence will come to the living entity. What happens is when the churning went on, what happened? So many objects came out from that. First, Kalagudam, the halahala poison came out. And then Kamadhenu came, Parijada came, Airavada came, Ucheshravas came. Then the Apsaras women came, Mahalakshmi came. And like this, one after the other, so many things came out from that. So what Shastra is saying that, if you continuously churn with full understanding of this Prarabdha Karma and the mode of goodness and the mode of passionate ignorance and how all these are controlling us, and if we control our life in that way, so many realizations will come from this. And that realization is knowledge, is known as knowledge. That is the pure knowledge. That knowledge will eventually will come. But before we get the knowledge, you have to go through a lot of distress also. And it is after that the real knowledge develops in one's heart. And ultimately, but even after the knowledge has come, still the demons can steal away the nectar. In other words, the lower modes of nature can still infect you and still pull you back into the lower state of mind, lower state of consciousness. So to indicate all these things, this churning of the milk ocean has been discussed in so graphically in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is the tattvikam or the tattvam or the principles behind all these different stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam to tell us that this is what human life is, one has to be cautious about. That cultivating the spiritual qualities, cultivating Krishna consciousness, one can free oneself from the lower modes of nature. And when it comes to the higher modes of nature, particularly the mode of goodness, eventually one gets away from, even from the mode of goodness, sattvam sattvena chaivahi, that with sattvagunam, one breaks away from sattvagunam also and goes back home, back to the spiritual world. So this is what this story is indirectly giving us a indication or understanding of that. So I'll stop there, and it's 20 to 8. So next Sunday we will discuss Krishna's appearance. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.
So when you're actually traveling, you can hold it. It's very small.
Then, as far as I'm also thinking that the heavenly planets are below us, if you look at it physically.
Is it like that?
Well, you say higher planetary system, earthly planets, and you name the other planets, become lower heavenly planets. Then you go to the lower planets. Is that correct?
No.
Because those are still from earthly planets, you say Sarvalok, Taplalok. And
yes.
So on.
Every planet is in the middle planetary system, right? In the, when you go up, first heavenly planets come. Heavenly planets come.
So which planets are those then?
Heavenly planets is what we call as the demigods planets.
Yeah, but
and then above that comes the other planets, Janalokam, Tapologam, Satyalogam, and on the topmost is Brahmalogam. Okay, after the heavenly planets, Maharlogam comes first. After Maharlogam, Janalogam. Janalogam, then Tapologam, then Satyalogam. Satyalogam is Brahmalogam, or Brahma's life.
Okay, let me get a map. Because you said some of the low planets were Bali Maharaj, you know that?
Yes, they are below.
Below.
Yeah.
But they are the heavenly.
Particularly in that particular planet, Sotalam. That's a heavenly planet. That one particular planet.
Only one particular planet.
Yes, yes. That's right. Because in Sutalam, the living standard is very high. In Sutalam. That is why Mahabali was sent there. That was the reason why he was sent there. Mahabali was told by Mahamudra. We will see in the next discussion that is what it is all about. Why he was sent to Sutalam and all explained there. In Sutalam, he was sent to Sutalam for this reason that Sutalam has a Krishna told him that I will stand outside as a watchman or a guard and protect you from there till you become the next Indra and come to the heavenly planet. So up to that time he has to stay there.
So which planet is Indra?
Indra is in the heavenly planet.
And what's the planet
called? Devalokam, Indralokam. So it's called. Indra's planet is called Indralokam. Heavenly planets is a cluster of planets together. It's not one planet alone. Group of planets.
Okay. Just what I said, you said Guru Guru Shoha. Then from that point it becomes higher.
Yes.
Well. Yours is going to be on the way. Okay, let me get something here.
Get your book which you have read.
It's not book I've been here. I took this place. I went to Vrindavan. I looked at book which describes it was an institute of Bhakti, institute of from ISKCON, Mayapur. It's not a book, it's a study of planetary systems. It's got each planetary names and it's from them. Because they do study and teaching. Yes. I'll bring it. And from what I see, because I couldn't understand, because straight from earthly planets became higher planets. I also thought that the heavenly planets are higher. And I said, okay, heavenly are below us because they're not interested in getting up in enjoyment. Therefore, they are lower in category. Because they're not interested in moving along. That's how I interpret it.
You think you're controlled.
I should have looked at it, but I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Is it a book or is it a map?
It's just a lot of pages, flat back, which is for study purposes, for Vedic literature in
the courses there.
In my book, yeah.
Did you go for the course?
No, I just picked it up from them.
How much?
Because it's like a. Describe all the planetaries, where they are, all the. I'll bring it. Yeah. So I said, okay, then it was not. It's confusing because I thought it was lower.
I'll have a look at Bhagavatam again. I'll have a look at Bhagavatam.
It's always got confusion.
Whatever I've spoken, what I understood from Bhagavatam.
I may be wrong because that's the way I understood it afterwards. Thinking, okay, the heavenly planets are. Because you've mentioned Bali Maharaj, one of the planets. So I thought you must be the heavenly below. Because they are more interested in going enjoyment. Right? Earthly planets are a mixture. Right? They are just enjoyment, therefore, they've got nothing to do with going up. And as you go upper, it's only for people who want to go to God.
Does it say that all the other planets are Sushma?
This is why I get confused wording, because sometimes how it's mentioned is Guru Guru Shiva, upper, middle, and lower. It's separate in three, and then we do it in 14, and we say higher and heaven, and that's why I get confused.
Let me have a look at it. I'll see you next time.
Okay. I'll try and remember, yeah.
If you remember, bring it. I'll have a look.
Okay.
See you next time.
Next week, I'm looking very forward to. What sort of preparations can we do, or what sort of state of mind can we be in?
Next week is Janmashtami, isn't it? Next week it is, isn't it?
Yeah, 20th, Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, next Sunday when I come here, I hear from your lips episode of Krishna. Because, you know, hearing it.
Just come, we will talk.
We'll talk.
Let's see, tomorrow. Krishna's appearance is always nice to discuss.
Yes,
it's the most beautiful thing in the Bhagavatam, that appearance of Krishna. So many devotees see it in so many different ways.
Appearance of Krishna in Mathura, and also
In Mathura, and then taken to. So up to that, we'll discuss that. Appearance and Nandolsavam. Nandolsavam is the 5 days of celebration. 5 days of celebration. Krishna's appearance was celebrated 5 days. You know that. It's called Nandolsavam. Nanda Maharaj celebrating appearance of his beloved son. He celebrated for 5 days. And that's called Nandolsavam. In Vrindavan, they call it Nandolsavam. So on the sixth day, Putana came. By then, they stopped.